gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some makeup on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it. Welcome to episode 46 of the Try Games .net podcast. This
shit. That was terrible. I'm your host, Mr. Chupon. Shut up. Stop laughing. I am your host, Mr. Chupon, better known in the real world as Austin, and I have three lovely ladies with me. A special guest is among them. I will introduce alphabetically, and as it so happens, our guest comes in first, Adrian, a.k.a. Shen Longbow on GameSpot. How you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good, dude. I didn't know we were actually about to start recording, so
that's,
I have all this Arby's in my face right now.
That's awesome. Alfred.
What the deal? What the deal?
And last real? But last and very, very quite least, or not really, Tony!
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Diddly dee da day day over standing in the road.
What do, the do, fuck? Do,
this song yeah. blows, yeah. so I'm going to stop singing it.
Okay, this is off to a good start. Yes.
Those are the original lyrics right there.
Yeah, freestyle.
Yes.
Let's see. Okay, we're going to go through our regular agenda today. Go through what we've been playing. Since Mr. Adrian is stuffing his face, I'll start with round and round the wheel goes. Tony, what have you been playing?
God damn it. Why do you always start with me?
But I'm playing. I always start with Al.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you
okay,
do.
Maybe you do, but you started with me today.
Yes, I did. Like what have you been playing?
Same thing from last week. Tiberian Sun and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Oh, you said it in the right order this week. Is it getting any worse or better?
No, it's still bad.
Both of them?
I don't know, man. I can't go into it as to why it just blows, but, like, you start off and the storyline is actually good, you know, with the gang wars and stuff like that. Then you get to the other parts of the city, and then the storyline just falls apart. All of a sudden, you're just doing stupid shit for no fucking reason, which I guess is the mainstay of the game to begin with, but it just sucks.
You can
it
have
makes
sex
no
with
sense.
Your clothes it's... on.
Yeah, ooh, hot
if
coffee.
If you had an exclusive copy from
dry
the phone.
Dry hump me, man. Oh, yeah. Yes, CJ, dry hump me. Go
press
ahead.
Press analog stick to thrust.
Yeah.
Press
X up
button
a little bit.
To...
Yeah. Is it the Arby's or the San Andreas? You decide. A
couple of cool things. got to the part where I bought an abandoned airport and they teach you how to fly and stuff like that. Flying's a little bit tricky on this game. Goes back to like the first Grand Theft Auto 3, where you had to fly that dodo around. If anybody's done that, they know that that plane is almost impossible to fly. And I actually had one person say that you cannot fly that plane for more than 30 seconds. I actually was on that plane for an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay.
So
someone
I don't know
was
what the person
fun.
Was talking about. Yeah. But anyway, it is kind of tricky flying in here. One of the comical things is as I'm flying around, you know, through the city, I just inexplicably explode. And
that's
I just
awesome.
Want to know why. Yeah, that's good programming there.
Buggy.
This game has a lot of bangs.
Buggy.
Yeah, a lot of bugs. So anyway, that's it.
What are you playing? The wheel goes round and round and round. Ow!
Pokemon Diamonds and Pearls!
I catch them all. Don't you know Diamonds and Pearls?
Continue.
I'm gonna give you my world.
I am.
Okay, princess, enough. Let's go, Al. What do you
have?
Oh, dear God. I'm gonna just shoot myself right now. That's what you all want, don't you?
That's a good song. I love me some Prince.
You want to dance?
I am now 60 hours, almost 70 hours into Pokemon.
Damn, dude.
Halfway through the game.
Shit!
Jesus!
God!
I'm taking my time. I've been evolving Pokemon like a mofo, trying to fill up my Pokedex. So I haven't really been progressing through the game.
He said fill
and then
up
after
his
I,
Pokedex.
After I evolve my stuff in the
he
box,
he did
I'm
say
like, yeah.
fill up his Pokedex.
What?
What?
Is there a problem with knowing the nomenclature of the video game?
No, they
oh,
think they...
Oh, look,
they...
he pulled out nomenclature.
Nomenclature? Clitter? What?
Yeah, nomenclature.
Nomenclature?
You're dirty words today.
It's a title. It's euphemisms.
Euphemism. Continue, Al, sorry.
Yeah, and I played about 2 hours of Warcraft this week. Actually, Saturday night. the guild is back, which is good, and they're playing again. So hopefully,
they got tired of their kids.
Yeah.
No, not the guys in my job.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The people who like left the guild and stuff like that because they were all like nobody's playing and whatnot. They're all back, and they're starting to play again. So, hopefully, this will happen at the same time as I am getting to a day schedule. Hopefully, my job.
Oh, and, look at that.
Yeah, there's a shift bid going on, and hopefully, I'll get Monday through Friday. 6 to 2:30 in the morning. Well, 6 in the morning to 2:30, or 7 in the morning to 3:30, or 8 to 4:30. Then I'll live like a normal person.
Humans.
And I won't have to leave on Sundays when we do our podcast.
Yes.
When you go outside and that big yellow thing burns your eyes, that's our sun.
Oh, I already know that. That's what happens when I can't sleep because my skin is burning.
The light does too painful.
Yeah, quite honestly, I did a lot of overtime this week, about 12 hours, so I didn't get to play anything else.
Ruza, what are you playing, RB?
You must mean me. I continue right now with Guitar Hero 2.
Guitar Hero 2, as he continues to own the game.
Not really. Ever since Slunks and Zaps decided to start posting the shit that they're doing, I feel like I'm not very good at it anymore. But it's all right. I played in Slunks' tournament and did good in that. But my TV actually decided to take a shit on me.
Oh.
Which is, yeah, it sucks, dude.
That's fetish.
You smell it? That's bullshit.
That's fetish.
It's got these it's got these giant red streaks across it, and I can't really play on my TV.
Ooh, it's on its period.
That's a shame. Yeah.
I gotta go to Nick's house. I go over there and we play over there and kind of goof off with that some more. And of course, Ben has his league going in the CCU right now, so I'm doing that.
Whoops, I forgot to play my songs. Oops. Shit. Sorry, Ben. Oh well. I'll get it when I get home this weekend. I swear to God. Wait, when's the deadline? The 20th. Oh. Okay, I'm good. I'm safe.
Yeah, go with that.
I'm safe. So what can you play at home now?
Well, I've also been playing Pokemon, just like our friend Al. I play Pokemon Pearl. Which version do you have, dude?
Pearl.
Oh!
But yeah. I've been getting a lot of Pokemon from the internet. It's really fun. Like,
oh, really?
I put up stupid Pokemon, and I get good Pokemon from them. I'm like, yeah, that's right! And it's from people in the country.
In the country, not just Japanese. Not just Japanese.
Actually, I traded off that Japanese Pokemon for one that I really wanted. And if you're familiar, Adrian, is Kranidos, the second boss Pokemon, quote unquote.
Yeah, kinda.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sorta.
It's the one that the guy was like, he's got Mold Breaker.
Mold Breaker.
Yeah,
see, this is where everyone stops listening to the podcast. Pokemon is cool. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, right.
I want Pokemon. I just can't afford it.
Hey.
All I can do is give to you my world.
Yeah, global trade is really good stuff.
Yeah, I actually read a little bit about that today, but I haven't gotten into it. Like, unlike you, I'm trying to haul ass and beat the Elite Four because the best part of
you're going ahead. Okay.
Hell yeah, because I don't even like to know what's going on in these stories anymore. It's the same exact shit as it always was.
You have
pets. Of course.
In my opinion.
Let's fight.
Yeah, for me, all it's about is spending that time just like, if I'm... Like, all right. I'll give you a perfect example. Today, my mother graduated from...
Let's fight.
That was effed up, Tony. But check it out. Today my mother graduated from seminary. She got her master's in divinity, right?
Oh, nice.
And yeah, it was really cool. A lot of work, you know. And I was I went with her to her graduation today. Cool. Got there at 12. Graduated started at 2. There was a good like 10 minutes of time where I actually had to pay attention because that was the part that she was like on stage and stuff, getting her diploma and stuff. Mm-hmm. The rest of that time I was playing Pokemon. So I basically played. So basically today I think I've gotten like 3.5 hours of Pokemon in, and all it was just grinding levels, and I have a great time doing it for some odd reason.
Thank God for that little blue bar now, huh? Because it didn't used to have that shit. And it
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
You had to go and look manually at how close you were.
Oh, man.
Now they got the little meter. No one that isn't a Pokemon nerd knows what we're talking about right now.
Sounds like something that's needed in Final Fantasy.
It's an XP bar.
It's like Diablo.
There you go.
The XP bar. Dun, dun, dun. See, I know some shit, and Tony knows about Diablo.
I do?
You?
Yeah,
you do?
Yes.
Oh my God, you can talk?
Oh my God, you can talk. Is that it, Mr. Arby's?
We got dreadlocks. Let's fight.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I'm playing Guitar Hero and Pokemon right now. That's just about it. And I'm also playing Try to Make People Get Interested in the DS Union, but they won't fucking listen to me. Anyway,
I'm starting to try to beat Gears of War finally. I took down Act 2 on Friday, and then I beat Act 3 on Saturday. I stayed up late to do it because I don't know anyone else who hasn't beaten Gears of War and doesn't want anything spoiled, shut their ears. But Adrian knows what I'm talking about. This the end of the third act where they come at you with the torque bows and you see a little glowing thing at their chest and then you're dead because you didn't dodge because they like to hit you with the torque bow and it's not fun.
That's right.
When your arm starts flying towards the screen and you're restarting it for the 23rd time and you can't scream because the rest of the house is asleep. And because I suck at that game, so it's like, oh, I got him mommed. Oh, I got him mommed. And the shitty part about it is that instead of starting you off at the fight, it starts you off about, I don't know, 100 feet back, where there's about 60 seconds of dialogue. And
oh,
then,
God.
So every time you die, you have to go through that dialogue again. It's like, you take the front, and Baird and Cole, you take the sides, and flank and shit, and
that
you're playing this for
the
20th time, and I know
you. If you survive, make sure you visit trygames.net.
Right, I wish. Baird, you son of a bitch, go to trygames. But I finally
beat
actually, it. Say again?
You're actually going to hate right in Act 4. It's probably the hardest part, and it's got some more of those guys with the torque bows.
Uh-huh.
You got to split up again, and then if you go down, you got to fight a whole bunch of dudes with torque bows. And then if you go up, there's just one guy with a torque bow, and he will own your ass over and over and over again. You got to figure out. Yeah, it sucks.
When you die, does it make you go through more dialogue, or is it just right in the thick of the battle?
Yeah, right on that part right there, you don't have to.
Oh, thank God.
You don't have, there's no more extra dialogue and shit thank like God. That. But you'll do it enough times that you might actually want the break of dialogue. Because that shit is hard. What are you playing on right now? Hardcore?
Hardcore, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty tough, and you're playing by yourself.
Yeah. You know what's awesome, though? Like, unlike Devil May Cry or God of War, after I die for the 79,6900th time, it doesn't tell me, would you like to switch to casual and make me feel like a total pussy?
Oh, God, yeah.
It doesn't do that, so I'm just like, okay, good, I must be doing something right, because it hasn't told me if I'd like to switch to pussy mode yet, and so I don't
switch. You know, the first time that I saw that pop up on God of War after playing God mode, I was like, you motherfucker. You have
insulted me.
I was like, I'm trying to play you, motherfucker. You're the one being cheap. Oh, that's it.
You're the one.
Turned the game off and like fested around the house for a little bit.
I'm going to my trailer.
Right, you sound like you went to pick up the disc and smack it a couple of times. What the fuck?
That was Final Fantasy X. I was like, no game has ever made me want to smack the disc, especially with the problem that. Austin just addressed, you can't skip these stupid fucking... I'm not sure if it's...
Titus, my name is Waka. I sound from Hawaii. Ho, I play pistol.
Titus, you want to come and suck my balls?
God. I still have to finish that.
All right. You're not missing anything.
All right, what else? I guess we'll move on to the quick news. Moving on to the news, very quick news. We're going to try to blast through this quick because it's actually late at night. We're recording this on Monday instead of Sunday because Mother's Day. And let's see. Virtual rape. This is found by Al. This is from Kotaku. Let's see. Virtual rape equals real crime? Last month, two Belgian papers reported that police, real, were investigating a rape. Virtual that happened in Second Life, which begs the question, at what point do virtual crimes become real ones? Regina Lynn over at Wired has her answer. The psychological upheaval of virtual rape isn't anywhere near the trauma of real rape, and I can't see us making virtual rape a matter for the real-life police. It's a shitty thing to do to someone, but it's not a crime. She links to some interesting articles, notably one from Virtually Blind on virtual law, where the question of, quote, what is virtual rape? Does it even make internal sense as a term? Is it control of an avatar against a user's will, a textual or graphical depiction of a forced sexual act, or something else completely, end quote, is asked. All in all, some interesting questions asked and expounded upon. What to do at the point where the virtual world and real life feelings and experiences overlap? I have nothing to say on this matter because it makes no sense at all. Do any of you have anything comprehensible to say about this that won't make you spin in circles and develop a hernia in your neck?
I hope it doesn't end up on Law and Order SVU.
Oh, jeez.
This will suck.
Ding, ding!
Watch it appear on next week's episode.
What?
Virtual rape.
No, really, serious. What is virtual rape?
Virtual rape is when you enter someone's computer and start controlling their mouse and start clicking on stuff like command prompt.
Oh, then I've been virtually gangbanged. Who do I call?
You call a group of hackers.
What's that, Adrian?
Gears of War. When you get knocked down in Gears of War and people go up to you and move back and forth, that's virtual rape.
They teabag you.
Yeah, they teabag you.
Yeah, I was going to say, like in Counter-Strike, when they keep kneeling over your corpse.
I feel so dirty, yeah. I got to take a virtual shower.
Oh, God.
Because God knows I'm not taking a real
God.
One.
God. I got Taco Bell wrappers. Anybody want some? Where's my back scratcher? Someone get me my bucket.
My
I feel the need to go.
Butt scratcher.
My busket.
Butt scratcher.
I just don't understand what happened. I mean, I guess it would help to actually read this article.
You know what? You know how they don't expose the name of the victim in a real rape? I think for a virtual rape, they're absolutely mandated to reveal the name of the victim. Right. That way you can find them and rape them.
Oh,
you think that's rape?
Okay,
that's
see,
rape. I'll teach you rape.
What's most disturbing, and I don't want to get all righteous and shit, but the most disturbing part is the fact that this is kind of trivializing real rape.
Yes, it
and
is.
And it's like the trauma a woman or a man in jail suffers from being entered incredibly physically hard and unpleasantly and being injured emotionally and physically, and then like to have someone say, oh, I was sitting on my computer and then someone came up behind me and pressed the W key and then the S key, then the W key and the S key, and then the guy was walking back and forth behind me and then that was annoying, and then he teabagged me, and then like then he shot out a white bullet somehow. I don't know how he did it, but I didn't enjoy that. Someone arrested what hernia.
People are just
really
anxious
defies
to be victims.
That's true.
I don't know. It defies stupidity. I'm actually thinking this is a fake article because it's,
no.
I'm just saying it should be a fake article.
It should be a fake article.
I mean, maybe they're getting ahead of themselves. Where in cyber world you can actually put your thoughts or your physical being inside virtual world and then you get virtually raped. That seems more plausible, and that's going to happen tomorrow with me.
Well, I'm gonna take a picture of your avatar, then I'm gonna Photoshop my avatar in there, and I'm gonna Photoshop my balls in your mouth, and then I'm gonna post it all over the internet. That'd be great. Ooh, ooh.
Mm-hmm. He made me suck his virtual balls. I don't like balls. I'm a straight man, but his balls look cute, and that's why.
Smooth
I think
as
I'm
eggs.
Jesus.
Botox balls.
Is there any?
But check that. I got this. Go ahead. Oh. From the site Virtually Blind, they have this quote about from What the Fuck Seriously, that they made this point. Those who know Second Life a bit probably wonder how this was possible, though. Sure, there are modifications that you can make to your Second Life character in order to be able to rape other characters. These modifications can actually be purchased in-game from other players who develop them.
Wow. Yeah.
But normally, such modifications require consent from the other player. In other words, you can only get raped if you want to.
So that's not rape, by definition.
Exactly.
I love that. Do you want to get raped? Sure.
Excuse me, sir. I notice that you have an iPod and I don't have one. May I forcibly take this from you? Yes, in fact, I wasn't using it anymore. In fact, it's quite broken and I don't want to send it into Apple. So yes, you may take this from me and I'll report it as stolen. No. Hey.
Excuse me, ma'am. I notice you're wearing a cute skirt. Would you mind if I took out my dick and stuck it in you without you knowing about it? I don't think today's the day for that. I'm having my period. Oh, okay. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Wow.
We gotta give him a while. It's like a week, man.
Well, he's gonna find out until she stops. I mean, like...
There you go.
Hey,
stupid.
Hey,
I mean,
what about today? No.
No, I'm still flowing. But
what
it's
about
today?
Still a little residue.
Oh, God. What about today? Strawberry jam. Okay. Let's move on before this gets arm. Out of hand. Okay. Let's move
I think
on.
I'm trying to eat Arby's.
That's horrible.
I'm eating roast beef while you're talking about it. It's disgusting.
What did that say about you?
Ooh. Oh, God.
Let's see. Next topic, and this will be a quick one. Okay. Resident Evil 4, as most of us know, is coming out on Wii, and we'll have waggle controls and aiming controls. What we haven't known until recently
is that
Capcom Capcom won't virtually rape us. It's going to be actually... It's actually going
right
to be
off.
Only $30 instead of $50. It may still be too much, but it's still a much better price than, $50. Prince of Persia Rival Swords for Wii.
Yeah. Hell yeah, you know I'm picking that shit up for $30. Yeah. I don't even own Resident Evil 4.
And now you will.
And now you will.
Yeah, right. And I can virtually rape people.
God.
Yeah, Adrian and I were talking about this, and we were both like, this is going to be a simple remake that we will buy like sheep because we want it.
Mm-hmm. Damn straight. Mm.
And I know
I won't play it unless there's people around me because I'm a big fat wuss when it comes to that shit.
Oh my god.
I still haven't played the first one on Cube.
Oh man.
I'm still stuck somewhere
man,
in the middle.
Oh man, that one was fucked up. Oh, that was such a good game.
Well, one of my friends, one of my friends and a couple of his neighbors, when they were playing Resident Evil 1 for the PlayStation 1 for the very first time, mm-hmm. they were in my friend's room. One of my friends was on one of his friends was on the top bunk, the other one was on the floor, and he was on the bottom bunk just playing. And this is the part really early on, and it was dark, by the way, it was during the night. It was the part really early on when the dogs crash through the window. His friend jumps up in one swift motion. He jumps up from the top bunk, turns off the PlayStation, and turns off the TV and jumps back on. And the rest of them go. The rest of them are like, "What the fuck, dude?" He's like, "Shut up, just go to sleep."
Holy shit! Oh my god!
I don't know if that speaks to the level of fear in him or the level of athleticism and adrenaline in his system. But boy was scared.
So what
just,
about
just
Ethan?
A little bit?
Ethan did something like that.
Did he?
Yeah. He was
and that's
playing
why he's
Silent
not here.
Hill. We were having video game night, and we were playing Silent Hill. And if anybody knows, when you get towards the hospital, it's still light on the in the game.
Yeah.
We're playing absolutely in the dark. But there's these creatures that jump around. They look like big bear ape monsters or whatever. And when they jump around, they go, burp, burp, and it gets louder as they get closer. So we were in front of the police station. There was a cop car. And we're just hearing, burp, 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 and I have it on, like, big stereo speakers and shit, so we're hearing, burp, 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 you know? So we're like, where the fuck is it coming from? So Ethan turns around, and all of a sudden, this thing shoots out from behind a cop car. Ethan just, like, he reeled back. I don't think, he almost ended up into the next apartment, because I was right, he reeled back. Pulled the handle up like he was fishing, like he was pulling in a fucking marlin, and was tapping on the button as fast as he can, and then hit the pause button, and was like totally fucking shaken, out of breath. This coming from a guy that was like berating me for like, why are you being such a pussy? Games aren't scary, it's just a game. Yeah.
Yes, the fuck they are.
They sure are.
Changed his tune. Oh my god. And his
Dude.
Face, after that, he was like, you know, he put the handle down after he paused, he was shaken, and he was like, dude, I need a cigarette.
What you get, Ethan, for not showing up today. Punk-ass bitch.
Yeah, we get to talk about you like a dog.
Bitch.
That's right. And you certainly be starting fires in a sewer of your building.
Dr. Evil, pale-looking motherfucker. All right, let's move on. Cell Factor Revolution. Free PC game, but you need a $200 physics card to actually play it and have it look cool.
Yay, marketing!
Let's see. This is from Kotaku as well. This is the story we found on Kotaku after the virtual. This is a virtual rape. Immersion Games and Artificial Studios have unleashed Kotaku Load, there we go, have unleashed their new FPS upon the PC gaming world today, Cell Factor Revolution, completely free of charge via GameSpot, FilePlanet, and FileFront. There's a catch, however, you'll need the Agia Physics Processor video card in your computer to get full enjoyment out of the game.
We're sorry, but this portion of the podcast has been corrupted because the internet has broken. Please stand by while we fix it. Thank you, and have a terrible day.
You son of a bitch. You lack discipline.
So no one wants a physics card. Sorry for the additional technical difficulties. It means the internet's broken. Moving on to our next topic, Uwe Boll shoots Far Cry in Canada. Now, anybody who's played Far Cry knows that it takes place on a tropical island. Has any of you been to Canada?
Yeah, it's full of trees and snow.
Yeah, and cold.
And Canadians.
And French people.
Is it tropical snow?
Yes.
The best snow there is.
It's got all kinds of tropical colors and flavors.
Hell yeah, it's colorful. There's coconut snow.
You know, that's why they call them Uwe Boll's.
There's cocaine snow.
Boo!
Balls.
Let me,
balls, friends.
Uwe's balls.
Let me read this this new news article. Okay. Let's see. Ooh, I gotta disagree with this motherfucker. Far Cry was good. Not great, just good. Okay, dude, you're wrong. So, moving on. One thing it nailed, it was great. One thing it nailed, though, was its setting. Golden beaches, leafy palm trees, clear blue waters. It just oozed lazy sunsets and drinks with umbrellas in them. Anyways, Uwe Boll is making
what
Far Cry
movie. Faggot.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry. Did I say what a faggot? I meant what a homo.
Excuse you, did you just say what a homo? Didn't you? Okay. Anyways, Uwe Boll is making a Far Cry movie. And as you can no doubt guess from my build-up there, he's taken the one decent thing Far Cry had going for it and has crushed it. Again, he's wrong. Far Cry had many decent things. Anyways, instead
Far
of
Far Cry's going to be better if it has moose. Sorry, go.
Moose.
Moose.
And mayonnaise.
Moose cry.
Moose cry. I don't know if that was a moose or not, but it was close.
Oh man, too bad I gotta stifle my laughs. This is funny shit.
Instead of setting his film on a beach somewhere in Hawaii or the South Pacific, it's going to be set in the rainforest near Vancouver, Canada. Not that any of us were going to see it anyways, just keeping you all up to speed on these things. I know some of you like to keep a record of Boll's crimes. Let's move on, unless any of you have anything to say.
What the fuck keeps on giving him money? It's like having Rob Zombie do another movie. Do we really need that? No.
I think he owns a harem, and that's why. Because he's specializing in virtually raping people. Anyways.
God.
Oh, that was bad. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Ho!
Shut up. Moving on, then. And Tony, I'm going to have to restrain you only because we've bashed this boy to bits, and I think in order to keep you out of the hospital, I'm gonna have to stop you after 2 minutes. But
all right, that's fine.
Jack Thompson wants to virtually rape Wendy's. Here's the article from Game Life. This is so ridiculous.
This is the stupidest thing. I swear to God.
It's so ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
This guy is the Uwe Boll of legal profession.
Tony.
Hell yeah.
Can I read this first?
Sure.
Yeah, Tony, it's not even there yet.
Uwe Boll. Stand
by for rent. Can someone turn his mic off for a minute?
No, it's out of my head. So
if Uwe Boll was a lawyer, he'd be Jack Thompson.
I'm serious.
Normally, Jack Thompson attracts attention by blaming the world's ills on video games, maybe suing the odd gaming blog or two. But now, as the good folks at Game Politics describe, he's branching out with his shenanigans and taking aim at Wendy's. Yup, as in those nice folks who make the hamburgers. Why? Because they're pimping Manhunt too, of course. Yeah, okay, sit down. This takes some explaining. 1. Thompson hates Manhunt 2. This we know. 2. Manhunt 2 is coming out on Wii. 3. Wendy's is planning on putting Wii-themed toys in its kids' meals, which probably look like dildos. Ergo, Wendy's is promoting Manhunt 2 through some weird divine law of indirect association somehow. I don't know. You know, you almost have to admire the sheer strength of will it takes to come up with that level of mental gymnastics. the Special Olympics gymnastics. But Jack isn't alone in his condemnation of the Wheeze-Wendy's connection. He's certain that Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas, is squarely on his side, despite being, you know, dead.
Dead.
And this
dead
is a quote. No. This is a quote. A dear friend of mine worked for Wendy's and with Dave Thomas closely for years. From that, I know that Dave Thomas never would have tolerated the use of Wendy's good name to promote Nintendo's Wii, not with this game available on the Wii platform. So he speaks to the dead.
That was actually the actual soundbite from Jack Thompson. Very good.
Shut up.
Dun, dun. America Undercover, episode 25, Jack Thompson rapes the dead.
All right, Tony, take it away, but you only have 1 minute.
Well, okay, fine. since this is not factual, you know, Wendy's is not promoting Manhunt 2. They're indirectly promoting it because it's on the Wii, and he doesn't like Manhunt coming out at all, and since it's on the Wii, it's indirect. So since it is his opinion, I just want to leave everybody with a saying. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. Well, guess what? I think some big dick guy needs to fuck Jack Thompson right in his opinion, because this is so fucking stupid. Fucking stupid. I can't believe how stupid. Where the fuck does he come up with this bullshit? I mean, I seriously think that he actually dug up Dave Thomas and did like a fucking, you know, the puppet thing on the fucking stage, you know, ventriloquism. And he was like, yeah, I wouldn't promote their stuff at all. You see, my good friend here, Dave Thomas, who's on fell off, will agree Manhunt 2 for the Wii is a very, very dangerous, influential game.
10 seconds.
Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, that's right, man.
Hey, baby, it's my birthday tonight. Can I get some of that opinion?
God damn it, dude. All right, so fuck Jack Thompson.
Do either of you two have anything to say? Otherwise, I'm moving on.
What else is there?
Maybe not. You fucking opinions. All right. Yeah. What's the next one? All right, let's save this next one for the main topic, and we're going to skip down to the add-on pack for Guitar Hero 2 for the PS2. Woo-hoo! Guitar Hero rocks the 80s, and guess what? It's a PS2 exclusive for now.
I want to get virtually raped on the marketplace, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, let's read the article first. This is from Ars Technica. Ooh, look, hair. From Ars Technica. Shut up!
That's the number one song that was announced.
Oh, no.
Twisted Sister.
7 tracks from Guitar Hero rocks the 80s announced. We're still enjoying Guitar Hero 2 on the 360, but of course no one is happy with the state of downloadable songs for that console. For people who need more spandex in their lives, however, we've just received word from Activision about the upcoming 80s expansion pack Guitar Hero rocks the 80s, italicized. The add-on pack is heading our way this summer and will be available, quote, exclusively, end quote, for the PlayStation 2. That makes no sense. They're not going to throw away money by not making this available on the 360, are they? The 30
exactly.
Tracks are The 30 tracks are still mostly a mystery, but they did tell us a few tracks that we can expect. 1. I Wanna Rock by Twisted Sister. 2. I Ran by Flock of Seagulls.
Rock.
C. Round and Round as made famous by Rats. D. I Want Candy as made famous by Bow Wow Wow. And at first I thought they meant Bow Wow as in the motherfucker in Tokyo Drift, and I got mad. But then I realized that this is not rap, so I got it.
There you
go. There's more.
I want candy.
Shut up.
Is that number the only five. Lyrics in the song?
Mental Health. Mental Health is made by Quiet Riot. Holy Diver is made famous by Dio. And
Dio.
Heat of the Moment is made famous by Asia. I had no idea I made the song famous, but I'll take
Heaven
the word for it.
Hell.
So, first of all, what do you guys think of the songs?
Boo.
Ronnie James Dio.
Woo.
I think there's probably about 2 of them that I've heard of, and about none of them that I care that much about. But the thing is,
Sorry.
Oh, no problem. I was gonna say I didn't really like any of the songs on Guitar Hero 1 or 2 until I played them, and then I thought they were the shit.
Oh,
so
good point.
More than likely, these will come out and they'll be the heat too. So.
And honestly, I think
promoted by my Asians. Now, what about the fact that this is quote unquote exclusive to the PS2?
Oh, give me a fucking break. No, it's not.
It better not be.
Not anymore than Guitar Hero 1 is exclusive to the PS2, and they're selling that shit to us for those prices.
For $5 every minute of a song.
Exactly. They're going to do it again with new songs, because new songs will actually be, you know, close to worth the price. So.
Right.
Well,
bastards.
All I have to say is why, you know, focus on panty-waist rock bands in the 80s? I mean, like, Metallica was out in the 80s. Megadeth was out in the 80s.
because I mean, people like to see David Lee Roth shake his pelvis.
Oh, please. They don't even have Who David doesn't? Lee Roth on here.
Well, those are only 7 out of 30 songs.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're holding it big
guns
for
maybe
later.
I'll be impressed by the actual list, but right now, no.
Right now, it's bleh. And I think that is a good idea for it to be bleh, because once it actually comes out, I think there's going to be a lot of attractive stuff on there. Okay. And if the they wait until the game comes out, then they, you know, people will be either busy playing it or busy bitching that it's not on the Xbox 360. And I think that they're banking on more people busy playing it as opposed to busy bitching about it not being on 360.
Right. Arby's, your thoughts?
I thought I expressed them already. If I didn't, I lost them.
Oh, you
so
did.
I
no,
shit
you did.
To say.
You got him. Okay. Yes. Moving on to greener pastures. Let's see.
Do it.
Blizzard teases new game. This one's for Al. Blizzard teases new game from 1UP.com by Sam Kennedy, our friend. On its website, Blizzard has just posted a timeline of its major game releases over the last decade or so. Interesting is a big question mark pertaining to its next release and obvious tease at the next weekend's big mystery announcement, which everyone thinks is going to be StarCraft 2.
Diablo 3. Mm-hmm. Oh, never mind.
No, it's definitely not Diablo 3.
No, I so hope it would be.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I'm so lonely.
Welcome. Would you like me to identify that item for you? I sound like Sean Connery.
Anyway, Al. What do you think this could be, oh Blizzard fan?
Fuck if I know. I don't know. I really don't give a fuck because
You're
whatever it is, I'm most likely going to have it.
So. Okay then. World of the Lost Vikings. Because they didn't make
oh,
the
God.
Lost Vikings, you know.
The Lost Vikings are in World of Warcraft.
Oh, you
see?
Okay,
they play
awesome.
A cameo.
Wow.
If it says Blizzard, I'm gonna own it no matter
horde.
What.
Fanboy! Just kidding.
Yeah. Blizzard, pile of shit. I gotta have it.
Yeah.
Blizzard.
It done stink.
Yeah.
Shit stinks right. Bad. Yeah.
Adrian, any Blizzard put?
Blizzard put negative. I don't know. I don't have shit to say. Sorry. Next topic. I was actually reading while you were talking, and I feel really bad. I don't know what the fuck just got said the whole time.
Oh, we just made fun of you. That's all right, though. We're moving on. Let's see, last quick news story before we move on to other bigger, brighter, better, and bustier things. Hellgate London divides gamers busty. Between elite and non-elite subscriptions for content. There's a link to the news story and then a link to the Penny Arcade comic, which pretty much made fun of it. Let me read the article first while you guys read the Penny Arcade comic, or maybe I'll just not read that, and maybe you can just read the comic, or maybe I'll just shut up and read right now. Here we go. From 1UP.com. Quote, gamers also want choices, and we have so many great ideas for Hellgate London, and the concept is so extendable that we know we can keep adding to this game for a long time, end quote, says Flagship Studios CEO Bill Roper in a letter directed at the Hellgate London community in response to the studio's announcement of online subscription fees. Of course, you don't need to pay in order to compete online in Hellgate, but it's necessary to access the additional content Flagship is promising on a monthly basis. Gamers are a little confused over why Flagship's already drawing a line between gamers before the game's released. So, Roper addressed these concerns in a letter picked up by Hellgate Guru. Okay, so I guess there's a little backlash. I'm not too familiar with this story over the fact that the game is going to be a regularly priced game, but to access additional content, you have to pay a subscription fee. Is this anything new, Al, Mr. Online Boy?
I've never heard of this bullshit before.
I guess it is new.
I mean, why? Why? I can't even see. I want to see how much this non-elite subscription costs. Because
let's see. I would pull up the web page, but then I think my browser would crash.
See,
I think
really
the idea here is the fact that it's a subscription and not a flat fee to buy additional content.
Oh, it's for additional content?
Yeah. So, like, you can play it regularly from beginning to end without paying a subscription, but then to get additional downloads or whatever they have coming down the pipeline, you don't just pay for it. You actually subscribe. I guess it's kind of like Rhapsody or Napster or something, the way it is today.
Eh.
It's kind of where I am. I'm just like, whatever.
Fuck them.
More virtual rape, folks. This is actually turning out to be a virtual rape podcast. It's about
yeah.
it. Sure is.
What's it going to be titled?
Virtual rape. Oh, geez. All right. So we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to go into our new segment called The Bag of Shit.
Yay.
But take a break and listen to this musical interpoop. Yeah, welcome back, punks. We are here with our new segment called The Bag of Shit. All right, we basically have brought with us in our heads the shittiest one of the shittiest games we've played, because if we picked the shittiest, then this feature would be over in 1 week. Picked one of the shittiest games and just sound off on them, and then because my game is shittier than yours, I win. But
the shit game dick swinging contest. That's what it is.
Al, what's your bag of shit game today?
I don't know.
Oh, you didn't come. Save. You lose.
Sorry. Yeah. I think we went through this before, and I said something like, I don't play shitty games too much.
There's got to have been something back in the day that like that's you right. rented, and you're like, this is awesome. No, it's not.
Yeah, I have to figure that out. I'm pretty sure I'll find one real quick. Tony will have a better one.
Tony, what's Tony? A shitty game?
Oh, my God. Probably the shittiest game. Actually, no, not the, but it's pretty shitty.
Make sure to contend.
On Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh, boy.
Game called Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh, dear God.
Sounds Dude. Shitty.
Oh.
Sounds pretty shitty.
Okay, premise of the game. You play Dr. Jekyll, okay, who has to meet up with his girlfriend in a side-scrolling adventure of total BS and horrible graphics, complemented by really, really, really fucked up shitty music. And, let's see. He drinks potion before he goes to his girlfriend because that's what you do. You know, it's like taking up Viagra. So, instead, you take the high potion and, you know. He walks through town and people are attacking him and all you have is this stupid cane that attacks no one. And, you know, the only thing you could pretty much kill are bees with that stick that only juts out forward.
That's
and,
racist.
Yeah, so it looks like he's growing a Jekyll and Hyde dick every time he swings. So,
lucky. So,
it's Mr. Jekyll hides the dick.
Maybe that's why he's going over to his girlfriend's house, because he has this huge heart on. But anyway, he's going through town. He's going through town, getting attacked by everybody for no explicable reason. Okay, there's people throwing bombs at him. I don't know what the fuck's going on in this game.
He's throwing bombs at his dick?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, and well, he tries to throw his dick to deflect a bomb, and you know, it's
that's not a good idea.
Yeah, well, it's a bomb. I mean, you know, dick versus bomb, bomb wins. But anyway, going through town.
Not my dick. Fire shoot out my dick. Go ahead.
Dick explode.
Anyway, explosion.
So anyway, you got what's called an anger meter, okay? And as people keep on pissing you off,
everyone
the
listen,
anger
this
meter
is
goes
real.
Down and down and down and down. And once it reaches zero, the screen reverses. So it's like a parallel world, and now you're Hyde.
Holy.
Now you're Hyde, okay? And you throw fireballs, and there's all these monsters trying to get... What the fuck is going on here? This is like some LSD fucking crackhead's worst nightmare, I swear to God. Probably even the same person that designed this game. This game sucks so bad. Essentially, you have to go further as Dr. Jekyll, okay, in the game, side-scrolling, than you do as Mr. Hyde, or the game is over. Which means that this game is 100%
impossible.
Fully fucking crappy. Well, no, it's just crappy. It's full-on crap. It's the worst crap I've ever seen. It's craptacular. One of the fuck... Oh, this is comical. One of the enemies is a woman singing... And notes, really bad notes,
wow.
are just falling down. And if they hit you, they take a lot of your energy. Wow. With gameplay like that, I can't wait to play Jekyll and Hyde 2.
It's
game
out.
Blue. This game fucking sucks.
Comes out next week.
Yeah. This actually made me piss off my Nintendo Entertainment System.
I'm sure it did.
so bad. I took out the cartridge and I flung it across the room after I passed the game because the ending was equally as shitting. It was like something like, thank you for playing this game or some bullshit. After I went through this crappy fucking game, you're gonna give me that? No fucking development there. And guess what? It was my cousin's game, and thank God I didn't have to buy him a new copy. He hated it that much, too.
Good. Arby's, what's your bag of shit game? Because mine's worse.
It is not. I definitely played the worst, I guess you'd say, now generation game, however you want to call that shit now. It was on the Wii, TMNT. I don't know if you guys have bothered to play that.
Oh.
See, told you.
I think he's got you beat.
Exactly.
No, he doesn't.
You know, I got you beat whenever you jumped on board with
no,
me.
No, you can't bring
you
up Red Steel. That's the rule.
Red Steel isn't as bad as what I'm about to bring up, but go ahead.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
But
and you can't bring up Sonic.
That's okay.
TMNT. I got TMNT. I was like, okay, cool. Another Ninja Turtles game. It's fucking, 10 years later now, but I'll try it. I pop it in or whatever, and I'm instantly a little bit pissed off because my TV likes to try to play a trick where it upscales or some shit like that. So I go from playing shit like Gears of War, and then I put this game in my Wii, and then everything looks like all furry and just looks like complete ass. And come to find out, that's because that's what my TV likes to do, these HD TVs and upscaling and all kinds of fucking ninja magic inside of that box.
Ninja magic.
So here I am. I'm like, okay, I'm going to use the nunchuck side to control, and I'm going to use the little waggle bar over here to fucking hit guys. Yeah, I go up to these guys, and instead of button mashing, which is already annoying enough, it's just random waggling. Left and right, up, down, it all does the same exact shit. It's the same canned combos every single time. Here come these enemies. You do it. They all die, and then more of them just either drop in or appear. And you hit all those guys, and you move on to another area of the level. And sure as shit, more enemies, more waggle. Oh my fucking god, my arm hurts. This is stupid.
You can't stab or anything or pull up or push down or anything. It just does the same thing.
It's waggle, waggle, waggle all the time. But later on, Master Splinter teaches you.
Master Splinter teaches you ability.
That's right. And it's sort of ambidextrous waggle. You use the other hand.
So you're doing cartwheels with your hands.
Pretend you're slapping
but
your
hey,
nuts. Just
it takes a lot of energy, but at least it isn't fun.
At least it's not fun. You're right.
Yeah. It's basically you waggle the left hand, you know, the nunchuck side, and then they do this split kick, and it looks like something that a ballerina would do, not a Ninja Turtle. Anyways,
so
they
instead
do that.
Keep going.
They do this shit. Now it's like, okay, time for me to go through these environments. Of course, this is made by Ubisoft, because I don't call them Ubisoft, because that sounds funny. and they made Prince of Persia. And sure enough, I'm doing these maneuvers and shit, and they literally took what was available on Prince of Persia and just ported it over directly into Ninja Turtles. Yeah, it was so fucking lame. Ooh. I was like, are you kidding? They didn't even try. I'm running on walls, I'm running back and forth in between walls, swinging on poles and shit, and then falling into a pit and having to fight a bunch of guys. The worst part was whenever I fell into a pit of guys, and it was these, I guess, hunters or something. They had rifles, and they were taking turns shooting at me one at a fucking time while I just laid them out. What the fuck is
here,
going on?
Try this one. Here, try this one.
Well, you know, they actually could have killed me because they took a real long time aiming. I think they wanted to hit me right in the eyeballs or something.
It was the Civil War kind of rifle
but
training. It was like,
as bad as bad as all that was, what made it the worst was you get these extra abilities and shit. And Michelangelo's, one of his is he can spin his nunchucks around and fucking it like helicopters him over these long distances and shit, which is already stupid anyways. But then the first time he did it, he said something like, fucking super, fuck, I can't even remember anymore. But it was so fucking lame that it's not even worth remembering.
Super Cowabunga Copter?
No. It was even worse. Totally super freakalicious, bro, or some bullshit like that. I think I wrote it in my blog
because
it was so bad.
Wow.
And I was like, it was about
that
point.
I said that to my girl after I banged her.
Oy.
Yeah, well,
come on, that was
you
great.
Don't have a right to say that because you don't have helicopter nunchucks. Get some helicopter nunchucks and you can say
I don't
that
think
shit.
We want him to prove it by pulling his pants down, so just keep going.
So by the time it was all said and done, I'd learned these new abilities, and like, you know, I'd be playing as like Raphael, and then like Leonardo could come help me. And his magic ability was to help me fucking jump over long distances. So I learned to jump, then I learned to double jump, and then I learned this fucking special move an hour into the game where it was like a triple jump. Enough, I'm done. That's bullshit. I didn't bother to finish the
special
game,
move
a
triple jump.
Everybody likes jumping.
Oh my god, That's beat awesome.
That.
That is
Al,
awesome. That's
Al, do you
awful.
Have yours yet, or should I just go beat that?
Well, I got one. It's not really all that great and entertaining,
you lose!
But
go ahead.
Final Fantasy Mystic Quest Blue.
Shitty, oh, God. Shitty. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
It does not deserve the Final Fantasy name at all. It's... The storyline was stupid. The fights were stupid. The only thing that was good about that game was the music for the battle music. Oh, and the fact that you could turn it off. But the battle music, it was so cool that I made a... I took the bass line and the drums and put my own guitar over it. It was cool.
And that's
Jesus.
That's all right.
No,
game
you cannot. You cannot even say Urban Champion. I don't want to hear it.
Why not? But I'm not going to say that. But
are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
The game that I just remembered, and this is worse because I purchased it with my allowance.
That's bad.
Was Street Fighter II: The World Warrior for DOS for the PC.
Oh my God!
Now it doesn't sound that bad, okay? Because it's Street Fighter II, and Street Fighter II rocks, as Adrian will tell everybody. Street Fighter
damn
II
straight
is the holy grail. Now, the problem is, this is back in the day when Windows wasn't too prevalent yet. It was still on 3.0, and half the world was still using DOS.
Mm-hmm.
I had just bought Mortal Kombat for the PC, and surprisingly, that was an incredible conversion of Mortal Kombat. That was actually almost arcade perfect. So I'm like, let me give Street Fighter 2 a try. Joysticks had two buttons.
Oh my God.
Yep. Street Fighter 2 has
six
buttons. And to do
you're missing almost four. Sorry, go ahead.
To do a fierce punch. Wait, actually, let me start over again. Adrian, how do you jump in Street Fighter?
How do I jump?
How does one
jump? Push up.
You push up.
Up.
To do a fierce punch in this game, you pressed up and a button.
Oh my God. I jump and punch. No, I don't want that. I want a fierce punch. I jump and punch. I don't want that. I want a fierce punch. I jump and punch.
And that's about all I got to do before I started looking for a garbage can. I will tell you though that from what I saw from it through my tears of agony, I think the thing must have been missing like over two-thirds of its frames of animation.
Oh my God.
Because
you don't
like,
need those.
Yeah, you don't need those in a DOS game. Who cares? Because you can't even punch anyways. It had no animation.
I jump and punch.
I jump and punch.
No, I want a fierce punch. I jump and punch.
I jump and punch. That is literally how it went. And I'm like, okay, maybe
how many
if
characters
I...
could you choose?
You could choose all of them, but they played all the same because you jump and punch.
That's about it.
Do you know how to do Chun-Li's jump punch? Yeah, it's like Ken's jump punch. It's total bullshit.
I don't even think that you did special move the same way. I think you pressed like diagonal in one direction and pressed the button instead of actually doing forward, down, down. I could be totally wrong because all I remember is that you pressed up and punch to do a fierce punch, and that's as far as I got.
Oh my God!
Maybe
oh
it's maybe it's subjective, but
that's pretty bad. That is
that's
pretty
bad. That's yeah. pretty fucking horrible. It kind of reminds me of Mortal Kombat 3 on the Genesis was the same. Well,
oh
not
God.
Exactly as bad, but it was similar in that you know there's obviously not enough buttons for high punch, low punch, high kick, and low kick.
Yeah,
so you're
right.
missing that button there. And I think you had to push forward or up or some bullshit like that in order to get one of the high attacks. It was gay, but. Definitely not like what you were. Oh, I just said gay. Whoopsies, I'm like out.
Oh my God.
That's
I meant
oh
to
my
say
God.
It was
whack. Street Fighter 2 for the Genesis and the three-button controller. Punch,
oh my
press start, kick, press start, punch, press mode,
oh,
kick, press
yeah,
mode.
Oh yeah, that was whack too. But,
oh
I mean,
yeah?
You
think
oh,
that's
you
bad.
But at least you could jump and punch normally.
How about on the Nintendo Entertainment System when they released Street Fighter, you know, they were copying the name and it was like some cyborg throwing like fireballs and... That was
Street Fighter 2010, and it was
yes.
Ken. It was Ken.
That was Ken as a cyborg in 2010.
Oh my God.
As if he could actually live that long. Oh, and actually, he probably could.
Yeah.
He'd probably be like 55
that get, you
in
know
a
what,
cyborg
to be honest
suit.
With you, I didn't hate that game. Like, there was actually some technique to it, but I just gave up on it.
That game pretty
I hated
sucked.
It.
Yeah.
And I was going to mention sucked. That, but I didn't think it was shitty.
Oh, dude,
I just think I didn't understand
with
it.
The games that suck. I mean, like,
yeah, so
well, that's why we only have to choose one.
Shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
But, I was going to say, I was gonna say something.
Okay, so
we got 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag.
let's sum up our fertilizer. From Tony, we have Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. No. From Al, we have Final Fantasy Mystic Quest. From Adrian, we have Ninja Turtles on the Wii with the waggle. And for me, we've got Street Fighter 2 for the PC for DOS, where all you do is jump and punch.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, I was gonna compare the jump and punch to Street Fighter 1 for TurboGrafx-16.
Oh.
Six buttons and two buttons. All you can use is two buttons in TurboGrafx controller.
God damn,
you have to like
World
press
Heroes
it for a certain amount of time. Yeah.
And I know you hate World Heroes, Tony, but at least you didn't have to jump and punch to do a fierce
punch.
I didn't say
I hate World Series.
I thought you did.
It's World Series. World Heroes. I didn't say
that. Rasputin. Rasputin.
Oh, God, Rasputin.
Meatball, I'm going to get you.
My legs turn into a bell.
All right, we're going to take another break and move on.
It's whack.
We're going to move on to the big topic, which is Xbox Week. We're at our main segment now, and this was going to be a small news bit, but I thought it was worth discussing for about 5 to 10 minutes at the very least. According to what's-his-face, some Robbie Bach of the Xbox camp says that the Wii's graphics are no better than the Xbox One graphics, and here's the quote from Ingai Kroll's Level Up blog for Newsweek. As most of our loyal readers know, the staff here at Level Up will from time to time scrutinize the statements of video game executives to determine their veracity. So when Robbie Bach, president of Microsoft Entertainment and Devices Division, disparaged the technical capabilities of Nintendo's flying-off-the-store-shelves Wii, we knew that our services would be required. eWeek asked Bach, "So, is Nintendo disrupting things for you, or were you surprised to see them?" To which he replied, "I'm actually not. The product has gotten more broad-based acclaim than I would have expected. It's a very nice product, but it actually has relatively specific audience and fairly specific appeal, frankly, based on one feature, which is the controller itself. And the rest of the product is actually not a great product, no disrespect, but the video graphics on it aren't very strong. The box itself is kind of underpowered, it doesn't play DVDs, there are a lot of downline components that aren't actually that interesting. The challenge they have is that third parties aren't going to make much money on this platform because Nintendo is going to make all that money, and their ability to compete with something like Halo or produce an experience like Madden on their system is going to be tough. They don't even have the graphics horsepower that even the Xbox One had, so it makes sort of the comparison set a little difficult." Let me just address this one thing when she said it has a very specific audience and a specific appeal. Yeah, that specific audience is the
world.
Like Adrian said, the world. So there you go, Robbie. But anyways, here's some quote-unquote evidence from developers as to the graphics capabilities of the Wii. I'm going back to the article here. One point of speculation was this. Does the Wii have programmable shaders, either vertex shaders, pixel shaders, or both, as did the original Xbox? The answer, according to our first source, was no. The Wii's GPU has fixed functions for vertex, lighting, and pixel operations. All programmable shaders means is that the code... Okay, you know what? This is going to get dense, so I'll cut it short for you. Basically, it is true, almost, that the Wii inside is a GameCube on steroids.
It's a jack-in-the-box in there.
So, basically, like, the thing about the Xbox that developers are all raving about, this thing called programmable shaders, what a shader does, all it really means is... the term means just something that colors and lights the surface of a polygon. Al, can you verify or deny that? I just want to make sure that
that's what a shader is.
Yeah, so that's it's just a piece of code that like colors a polygon. So it makes the surface of an object whatever color it's supposed to be with the correct lighting, depending on where the light source is. And all this hardware has all that functionality like hard coded into it, right? So a developer basically has to know the language of the actual chip to program that. Xbox came along and they said, "Oh, we have this thing called programmable shaders, which is going into computers as well." And what that means is that developers could now use regular programming languages that they're familiar with to make it easier upon themselves to make all these cool custom shading effects on the Xbox GPU. So what he's saying is that the Wii is still lost in the GameCube world of like basically this area where you can't really write your own code. You have to, you are basically limited to what Nintendo has given you. You can't program your own type of lighting programs and all that shit. That's all it really means. And if you read more into this article, it says that all that the Wii is, aside from that, mostly, is that it's just faster. And that's it. It's basically a turbocharged GameCube. And he said what this means is that you can do 480p progressive scan easier, but it's harder to do, like, all the special effects that you're going to see on the Xbox 360 and the PS3. All the weird lighting effects and all the high-resolution shit's going to be harder to come by because of all the limitations. He's saying that some developers are actually able to port over the effects that they're seeing on Xbox 360 and PS3, but I'm pretty sure that it's kind of overstated what he's saying. So,
you fucking fanboy.
So the end of it is that Robbie Bach was actually pretty on point with the graphics. I think the point of discussion here, what I want to hear from you guys, is like, one, how much are you really worried about the future graphics potential of the Wii? And two, I mean, is he right that all this boils down to a machine that has a very specific small audience that he's trying to claim? So have at it. You guys can fight. I'm going to go take a piss. Just kidding. I'll be right here.
Oh.
Shut up.
That's awkward. Look at the awkward silence you made. graphics. Now look what you've done. I'm embarrassed.
Oh.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh. Go ahead, Adrian. Go ahead.
Well, basically, I just got my 360 or whatever, and for a long time, I thought that I didn't really care that much about graphics, and I guess to a pretty important extent, that's still true. You know, I can still go up and play Wii Sports and play Zelda and things like that, and the graphics really aren't the biggest thing. But I just really think this guy is off point, because when it comes right down to it, people are going to play what's fun, and graphics are something great, but... as Wii Sports, I'm just going to keep bringing that up. As that is proven, it's really not that big of a deal when it boils right down to it.
Right.
Hold on, let me scroll back up. I wanted to find something.
Scrolling.
Yeah, he says it right here. You know, capabilities of Nintendo's flying off the store shelves Wii. That's the way that they put it. And this guy can go on his little windbagging rant if he wants to, but he can't argue with that. This thing is flying off the store shelves. People just can't pick one up. I'm actually lucky in my town to have one, so
right.
Whatever he has to say about graphics and the effect that it has, I'm just going to let the numbers do the talking.
Right.
And also,
anyone else?
Yeah, also he said that it was a very specific audience. I thought it was a very overbroad audience. They're like getting old people to fucking, you know, play the Wii and shit like that. I mean, like, I don't understand. I mean, it seems like kind of like a jealous rant. Like, you know, the Wii was intended to, like, you know, rattle everybody with their nice handles, which is the only selling point of the system. No, the selling point of the system was that it's $250, and they have a great landmark game to start with, and it's Nintendo, and it's got controllers, and old people are playing it, so why aren't you? I mean, you know, how many old people out there are you know, in the old age homes have Xboxes? Nobody. They don't care about fucking cell shading or any other fucking feature he said. No, they don't care. You know what they care about? I just want to have a good time before I die. So, yeah, welcome Wii, you know, so I don't know, to me, I don't know that much about the Xbox system, I haven't played a game on it, not even versed on how powerful or what things they have as opposed to the GameCube at the time. I mean, it's last gen, yeah, and this is the next gen, I'm sorry, they didn't want this to be a next gen system. They wanted it to be,
New gen,
okay, yeah, sure.
Ted Nugent.
Oh, jeez.
So, Al, what's going on over there? I hear silence.
What?
Huh?
Wake up, what I? What are your thoughts on this rigmarole?
No, that's out.
He's asleep.
I don't know, these are graphic piece of crap craps.
Piece of crap craps?
Yeah, I don't know. People talk about graphics like that's the only thing that... I mean, damn, we used to... play games with little blips on the screen and have a great time, you know? And now everybody's all spoiled and shit, talking about, the GPU doesn't have programmable shader, so it sucks, and you can't make the boobies jump, and blah, blah, blah. You know, get a real woman, and you'll see how the boobies jump.
Don't tell me what to do!
That's right, Happy Cloud. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, jeez, leave him out of this.
I don't even know what that's all about, but I'm laughing. I can only imagine.
The whole thing, about, you know, it doesn't even have a DVD player. Well, most people own a PS2, so why would they need another DVD player? That's not really a selling feature.
Most people who own PS2s own DVD players.
Exactly. So that's not really a selling feature unless they're missing out on, like, space on the games or, you know, just because it's not DVD. But that's not even mentioned. Mm-hmm.
I got another thing.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, finish up and then I'll say more.
I'm sorry. I was just going to end with, that's a selling point nowadays with HD and Blu-ray. And, you know, I just don't understand. I don't understand.
Now, Xbox 360s, do they play DVDs?
Yep.
Okay, people have PS2s and Xboxes and Xbox 360s. They have three DVD players in their house.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Why do we need another one? Why do we need another one that's going to make the Wii cost $300?
Mm-hmm.
Or $350? It's POS. All I need is some games that play well and that are fun. They don't need to be that pretty. I still play PS2 games. I can still play PS1 games. Shit, I'm still playing Nintendo games, judging by what I purchased on the virtual console. And soon I'm going to be playing a Commodore 64 game, Impossible Mission. And I'm not going to give a shit about the graphics because it's going to be fun.
And they're going to remake it.
Because gamesarefun.com.
Shill for their site. Anyways, I guess it's my turn.
It is?
Something. I don't know because I was done. So, and
get after it.
What?
Go for it. I'm cheering you on, dude.
Just to go for the facts, first of all, in terms of the hardware discussion, I mean, I've been... It's no secret that, you know, I like the console, but there's no denying that it is pretty much faster last-gen technology. And ever since they've leaked this, ever since IGN claimed to have leaked the specs out, and, like, we're starting to actually see the fruits of people's labor, it is kind of like an Xbox. And actually, like, to Al's point, like, it doesn't have programmable shaders, so it sucks. No, it doesn't suck, but, I mean, the fact remains that it makes it harder for developers to do the things that they want to do to make it look relevant today. And when I say relevant, I say that reluctantly, because, you know, like the rest of you guys, I don't think that graphics are the key to life or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But here's one thing, is that a lot of the developers aren't even trying. It's because they've gotten it drilled into their heads from Nintendo's press that specs don't matter, we're not even going to release them to the public, so why bother? And then I'm sure that's not the message that they're trying to send, why bother, but that's kind of what they're taking to heart. You take a look at the games that are coming out, and you know that with a machine that's supposedly twice as fast as a GameCube,
mm-hmm.
look at Resident Evil 4 that came out on GameCube. Look how gorgeous that game was.
Mm-hmm. Or even one,
Right, people should be... Yeah, even one. People should be doing that shit on the regular. Not because I care about graphics, but because, A, some people do, some Nintendo fans do, and, two, it shows that the developers care about making a quality product on the system. And I know I just jumped from A to 2, but I love doing
and
it, so...
And, D...
Tris! But, I mean, it's... It's not about... Oh, God, here he goes.
He don't know his alphabet. A, B, C, 5...
Do re mi
6 7 8.
Shut up. But the main point that I'm trying to get here is that, you know, no matter what kind of crowd you are, as time goes on, you are likely going to wonder about what kind of improvements come down the road. And because people have kind of already, or at least the good ones, have kind of already hit a cap with the GameCube, and like that cap is doubled now with the Wii, so that you can imagine good graphics on the Wii. I mean, like, I've been saying it all along. GameCube, Xbox, and PS2 graphics are great. That's fine. But the natural human tendency is to, as time passes, they want to see improvements. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is, or I shouldn't say this, that's kind of a an arrogant statement, but what I think is going to happen is in 5 years, those same people who fall in love with the Wii, well, not those same, but some of the same people who fell in love with the Wii, 5 years down the line, are going to look at games that come out on Xbox 360 and PS3, which will by that point ostensibly be much cheaper than they are now, and competing with Wii for the price point, they're going to see games that, you know, they're going to be, gosh, why? You know, and because they don't know any better, they'll be like, gosh, this thing is fun, but why doesn't it look good on my 1080p TV? You know, and that's through no fault of Nintendo's, but it's just that's what I think some people's tendencies are, no matter whether they're casual or whatnot. Casual moviegoer will see a Blu-ray player, and they'll see Casino Royale on Blu-ray, and they'll be like, wow, that looks crisp. Football fans all around the world, you know, they just pay attention to football, but then when they see that Super Bowl in 1080i, they're like, dude, what is this thing?
Mm-hmm.
I have to buy a new TV? Dude, how much?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do I got to do? You know, so no matter what crowd you see, you're going to unfortunately see that desire for improvement. And while, like, you know, some people don't need it, other people do. And they're going to start crying a little bit, justified or not. It's going to start happening. And, you know, just for Nintendo's sake, I hope that it's not loud enough that they start feeling the heat from this. Because, you know, we just don't know what's going to happen. Now, the other thing, of course, is, yes, a lot of it's based on fun. I totally agree with that. We also have yet to see how many people will actually make great use of the controller past Nintendo and past some of these third parties that are doing well. I mean, like, Adrian, you just got through talking about Ninja Turtles.
Right.
And all and like, you have to shake both things just to do a split kick, you know what I mean? It's like, when are these guys going to catch on? Will they catch on? And when will people just kind of look at it and say, okay, this is just another way to control games, and it's just another thing.
When the sales dip, that's it. When the sales dip.
Maybe when the sales dip. Yeah. You know, and personally, I'm not worried about this because I own a 360 and I own a Wii, so I've got the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody has that kind of money or time or inclination. So, yeah, most likely they're going to probably go for the Wii, but then there are other ones who are out there who are saying, you know what, I remember back in the day when I used to play Halo on the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 30, 33 right now. I don't have as much time, but I still love shooting shit. And this Wii game, I can't do it too well. I don't get it. I should have bought a 360, you know? And will that happen? Nobody knows. I guess I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here, but I hope that the numbers keep going up for Nintendo, because that'll just increase competition between all three systems, and I want to see all three systems compete, make money, and just, you know, succeed so that the industry can thrive. But, you know, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Al, wake up.
You can't make him. Quit telling him what to do.
Al. Al. Holy shit. Oh, my God. Boy, did I ever call.
I'm sorry. I was actually listening, and then I started thinking about something.
Sheep. Yeah, you do that.
And then I went to La La Land.
Yeah.
There's one more. I'm sorry, but there's one more thing before we go to the mailbag that I just want to touch upon, is that I totally agree with Nintendo's direction in saying, hey, we can do great things with this hardware by adding a new way to interact with our games. But I also think that the converse is true, where, hey, we can have the same controller, but we can do great new things with new graphical technology. Splinter Cell is a great example of that. Splinter Cell was not possible on the PlayStation 1 because of the lighting. It's that type of gameplay, stealth and lighting, it was not possible. It's
right.
A new thing. So, I mean, there are definitely places where technology helps. There are places where new controllers help.
But it's all about, at that point, it's all about opulence. I mean, if you're going to pay for opulence, yeah, get the
better
system.
Hold on, don't say opulence. What did you just say? Hold on. I'm online. Let me look that word up.
Now that's funny.
Opulence, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, vocabulary.
Oh, the wonderful world of euphemisms.
Hooked on chronics.
Hey, slow down. I'm still on opulence. Don't go into euphemisms. All the hell on.
Please read, Adrian, if you will, the definition for opulence.
Here we go. Ready? Wealth, riches, or, oh crap, another word.
No.
Abundance as of resources or goods, plenty, the state of being opulent. Oh, that helps.
What the hell is that? No. No, no, no. Try opulent.
Vocabulary corner with Tony Pagan.
Here we go.
Reading Rainbow.
Characterized by or
hi kids, my name is Tony.
Supplied abundant and plentiful. This doesn't say anything. No, the word that poor squalid. I mean, those are no. When I learned it in school, it was a visual thing, not this.
Your school sucked shit then.
No shit then. But look at this. Look at this. They describe
you,
it. Oh, as,
you know what? You know what though? You can apply it by saying visual opulence. So there you go.
Atta baby.
Fine. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, when I learned a word, it opulent was everything looks great. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Visually opulent.
I'm with you. Because I didn't know.
I like that. I'm with you.
Well, okay. So I'll take your point, and I guess again, please, devil's advocate and counterpoint that in that. Like, okay, it's about looking great, but mm-hmm. what I'm saying is that it's not all about looking great. There are some functions of graphics that make gameplay possibilities that weren't possible before.
Right, no, I totally understand that.
Just weren't.
And my point was, before I was interrupted, is Sorry. That when people... because somebody went dictionary on me. Because So my point was that... To some people, maybe when they want to see a next-gen system or justify paying for a next-gen system, that's the main selling point, okay?
Oh, I understand. I totally agree with that, and I think that's what most people are looking for, but I'm not talking about. I'm talking about the fact that mm-hmm. there are useful applications for better graphics. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying in effect is that, you know, Nintendo has something right, and they've also been a little bit short-sighted with
right.
with their claims. Now, if their intent is to just come out and say, we know that there are gameplay possibilities out there with graphics, but we want to go in a different direction, that's all fine. I just
they
don't want to
say that. No.
All right. Whether or not they did, I mean, like, I'd have to dig for quotes, but I don't want to hear quotes that say graphics as they are good enough for all types of gameplay, and we don't need to improve them, because
right.
that is. Not true by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
At the same time, Microsoft saying motion control doesn't add shit. We're not looking at any possibilities. No way, no how. That's their prerogative, but they're also wrong. That's
mm-hmm.
not true.
Mm-hmm.
There's some applications for motion control that works well. There's some applications for new graphics that work well. Call of Duty 2 wouldn't have had the tactical gameplay elements of smoke grenades if the smoke grenades didn't have the same kind of volumetric meat to them, because smoke isn't just a texture.
Right.
Smoke is actually volumetric, so that can be pulled off with better graphics.
Right, right.
The way to pull that off is with technology, and you know, once that takes effect, then you can see how, oh, this changes the way that I play. Physics!
Mm-hmm.
You know, physics, the way that Half-Life 2 played out with its physics puzzles, that wouldn't be possible on a machine that didn't have any graphical capabilities. So what I'm saying is that there's room for both, and like I just hope that while people shouldn't forget that graphics aren't everything,
mm-hmm.
they should still remember that when applied correctly by revolutionary, visionary developers, of which there aren't too many, sadly, which is why I like to make fun of graphics, because
mm-hmm.
not too many people are doing what they should be, when they're applied the correct way, they can also add new genres and new ways to do things. So,
okay.
I mean, it just shouldn't be lost on anybody that both of these things have merit. And I'll shut up now because I think Al's sick of me
He's
talking.
He's asleep again.
You know what though? I'm not afraid to admit. I like my
I'm here.
Goes again.
Al, you're there.
Al's here.
Yes.
Okay, now let Adrian continue. Come on, let's go.
He can't go anyplace because he's
let him
sleeping.
Continue.
He'd have to sleepwalk to leave. No, I'm not afraid to admit that I just like my pretty graphics, and even if they don't do anything helpful to advance. You know, gameplay and so on and so forth. I just like looking at that shit. You know what I mean?
Sure, absolutely.
I don't see anything wrong with just admitting that. But at the same time, like, if it was just nothing but pretty shit, then it wouldn't be worth it to me. But Burnout 3, for example, is something even better just because it does look as good as it does.
Mm-hmm.
I said Burnout 3. I meant Burnout Revenge.
Right.
Oh, Burnout.
So, you know what
because
I mean?
Because it's about racing. It's about high-octane speed.
Hell yeah.
You know,
and it's about killing
effect.
Unreal people. That's
and virtual rate.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's what it's all about. It wouldn't look good if it was all fuzzy. Anyways.
True. Jump and punch. Oh, man, you fucking opinions. Anyway, rip you and your opinion.
Gross.
Oh, that's nasty.
First, really.
My opinion is bleeding.
Any last words before we move on
to the mailbag?
Yeah,
my opinion is bleeding.
Hopefully, oh, Jesus.
So, oh, my anus is bleeding. Sweet Jesus. Go ahead. Sorry.
What the hell?
Rejected. Go ahead.
I'm hoping that, you know, we got this Ninja Gaiden coming out on the DS, and I'm thinking that could be just as badass on the Wii, if not badasser. Let me look that up. Is that a word? Anyways.
Badasser. Yeah. Yes,
that's
it is
one,
in our book.
Seriously, though, they're showing right there on the DS that they can do something great with those graphics, right. And then the gameplay looks completely sick. And then you're thinking, like, okay, if we can just, like, get something like this on the Wii, and I can just do some of this kick-ass waggle with those beautiful graphics, we may be able to have the best of both worlds right there on the Wii. And that's pretty much all I wanted to say. Cross your fingers. Maybe it'll come out.
All right, so we're going to take another short break and then come back with the mailbag.
Satchel.
We have arrived. Excuse you. We have arrived at the pivotal moment that is the mailbag. First question from Riven, and he goes apeshit insane. We were supposed to have asked this, read this question out on our anniversary podcast, but he forgot that we were recording on Saturday, not Sunday, so
Aww.
Here we go. Okay, Austin, you keep making me look like a fool. This needs to stop. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you not being able to record last week after I sent the first question to the mailbag and was all happy about getting two Try Games podcasts back-to-back was just a coincidence, right? Right? Oh, and how about the fact that I waited till earlier today to finally listen to episode 44 so I could still get two podcasts back-to-back, and you conveniently had a pre-recorded plug for my podcast when just the night before I posted in your blog that I would have a gift for Try Games anniversary, and it was going to be a pre-recorded message for me,
Aww.
For your listeners, so you wouldn't have to verbally say the plug every week. I had no idea.
Aww.
What are you doing to me, man? This madness must end. Dude, chill out. Don't worry about it. That wasn't pre-recorded. As I told him, I actually forgot to plug the podcast, so afterwards I went in and I said, don't forget to go to Ribbon's
podcast. I think he's being facetious. Look that up.
He's just he's playing around. I know he's playing around. We love you, dude.
Yeah.
All right, so this madness must end. So I guess no gift for you then, but here's a super special second question for you. Since we are on the topic of madness, and everybody knows that video games do not make people crazy, but only bring out the crazy and already crazy people, what games can you remember playing and thinking to yourself how fucked up they could have made you if you weren't a sane and balanced person? I, for example, will play a game like Burnout and then be driving sometime afterwards and start picturing how I could make the upcoming intersection a pretty good crash junction. But of course I don't, because I'm not batshit insane. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I understand it, so you better, because I can't explain any better. My head is starting to hurt. Happy anniversary.
Thanks.
Did you know that episode 18 is still missing? Yes, I did know it was missing.
Yes.
Who has a game who has a game that would make them go crazy if they weren't a sane person?
Yeah.
Well, I'm waiting for Al, because he needs to wake the fuck up. Al.
Al. Pig!
Holy right, shit, just... he's fucking out.
Adrian, just go.
Well, you know, I really don't want to sound one-dimensional and just keep bringing up the same games, but I'm gonna have to do it, and I'm going to talk about Gears of War one more time.
Okay.
And I always just thought what it would be like if, like, me and one of my online rivals could meet each other. You know,
Uh-oh.
And like we see each other from a distance and take cover and start trying to flank one another and shit like that. You know,
right.
I'm pretty much stretching right now because I'm a pretty sane person. I've never actually thought to myself, this is pretty fucked up. I didn't even bother to play shit like Manhunt. I can't be bothered to play shit like GTA. So that's all I got.
That's fucking weird, man.
Al.
Al.
He's done.
Yeah.
There you go.
What?
Did you hear the question at
Wipe
all?
Wipe the slobber off. Yeah.
Oh.
The question was, what would you rate Pac-Man on a scale of 1 to 10?
0.
Okay, seriously, did you hear the question, or should I sum it up for you?
Just give me a second of it.
Okay. Basically, if you weren't... he's talking about like games that crazy people play that think that make them feel like they can shoot up schools. If you were not a sane person, what game do you think would be the one to send you over the edge and do crazy shit?
Double Dragon 2 to Revenge.
What?
What
wow.
the fuck?
Wow.
Talk about name dropping. Holy shit.
That game was so ass hard, but it was playable.
Ass hard.
You know, the helicopter throwing yourself out the back door and shit.
Hard opinion.
That opinion. Flying out of the opinion. And, you know, this just, like, you know, tough shit. The shadow guys at the end going through the ground and then entering you through the opinion.
You're so delirious right now.
Oh, you sound good, dude.
Anyway, playing that game made me destroy an NES Advantage, and I'm pretty sure if I was a fucked up human being, it made me destroy a school.
Damn. Tony, do you have one?
Give me a sec.
Oh, this is what happens when you fall asleep.
Oh my God.
Parappa the Rapper can actually make you go crazy.
Holy
oh,
shit.
Maybe.
Dude, this is a first for the podcast ever. Wow.
I'm honored.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, dude.
I'm so interesting. People
yeah,
fall
dude,
asleep.
You are here for the first ever podcast sleepathon.
Seriously, let me get my jammies, dude. I didn't know we were doing this.
How about you just come to bed with nothing on?
Who said that? What?
I like taters.
Oh my God.
That's gross.
Actually, okay, to answer the question, there was a game that maybe, you know, normally I would say Silent Hill would fuck me up to the point where I thought I was seeing shit and kill everybody. But that's right. Too easy. I'm going to talk about a game that influenced me to think that I could actually do this, that I could actually inflict this kind of damage on somebody, and that was Street Fighter 2. Doing the dragon uppercut.
Oh, baby.
Shoryuken!
Yeah, on somebody and actually lifting him up in the air with my fist going to the heavens. And, I could do that. Oh, the spin kick? I could do that. Hey, want to know something?
And then you sprained your neck trying to do it.
You want to know something? The, you know, Sonic Boom? Hey, if I whip my arms fast enough, I could do that. That's
you gotta build up your pecs.
Theoretically, it's possible. So, yeah, I did try it, and I ended up in jail.
Because if you start an uppercut at your ankle and work your way up from there, yeah, you're trying to kill somebody.
Well, first of all,
you can hit him 10 times.
Let's get through the motions. Wait, let's get through the motions. Okay, wait, first off, okay, I start with, let's say Sagitt's tiger uppercut, okay? So I want to pull that off. So I get low enough, and I go into full form.
You have to lie down.
And she enjoys it.
Wait. I put all my strength into it.
Into the opinion?
Shut up. And I start.
One powerful opinion right there.
Wait.
Let it go. Sorry.
I'm trying. Here it is. Okay, because this happened in real life. I am so into this that I go and I get low enough and I get all my power into it. Start scraping my knuckle against the sidewalk.
Oh!
And then I pull up and put blood on the other opponent's leg. And then go.
What is
and
wrong
that's where
you?
That's where it ends. So no, I didn't. That didn't happen in real life.
Get out of here.
I think.
No. Really. It didn't happen.
This is bullshit. Yeah, I listened to that whole story.
No. Crazy. Wait. No, I did go to juvenile for this. I'm serious.
No, you're not.
I'm fucking kidding.
Shut up already. No. We don't care anymore. No. Al's falling asleep again.
No. It did happen.
Oh. We do not care.
I was at Al's house when it happened.
Tony, stop. Just shut up.
What was the question, anyways?
I don't know, but I'm going to answer. I think,
I think the question was prove that Tony can talk about anything.
And I did. And
that
it's
was dope.
Over.
Round of applause. Do you have a round of applause button? Push that shit.
No.
All right.
That's him clapping his nuts.
I don't have. Slap bladder. Is that what you said? Slap bladder last week. That's what
oh
you said.
My God. Jesus Christ.
I think that, this is not an original answer because you just got through saying Street Fighter, but I would have to say something similar like Mortal Kombat.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Because, I mean, dude, you're fucking ripping out dudes' heads. You're like, if I hated this person, I would freeze the shit out of him with my hands and then, like, somehow defy physics and slide all the way across the floor and hit him in the ankle, and that would make
you
him dizzy enough for me to yank out his spine. Even though what's likely going to happen is that I just pull off his head and his spine remains in his body.
Of course.
Because if I did pull out his spine, his body would crumble. But in the game, it doesn't crumble. But that's right. I would have to find out to be sure.
Well, not only that, wouldn't it be attached to ribs?
Yeah, that too. I mean, this one time, this
that's
this
part of the magic, man.
Yeah, this exactly. It's magic, like David Blaine says. And this one time, this punk ass motherfucker came up on the street and was asking for some of my strawberry yoo-hoo, and I said, "Fuck you!" And he pulled out a gun. So what I did was I charged my hands with electricity, and I bolted that electricity into his head. Now his head burst, but there was one bit of brain that kind of landed. No, see, what the fuck? If you were crazy and you saw that shit, you might be like, what happens if I stuck my thumb in a socket and then went to hit somebody in the head?
That's right.
Actually, when I was a kid, I always wondered what it would be like, okay, because of Mortal Kombat, to like grab somebody by their arms and then do a front flip over them and then kick them in the back so you had their, like, you ripped their arms off.
Like jacks?
Yeah, and then you beat the living hell out of them with their arms. Like nunchucks, arm chucks.
That's the Nobody's, new term of, that's the new definition of beating off.
Yeah, or even like God of War, where he takes like some enemy and just like rips his arm off and just.
That's the answer right there.
Now the gods have forsaken me.
Seriously, if you were out of your mind, God of War would definitely send you to prison.
Sure. Listen, I think theoretically, if you're out of your mind, I think the Powerpuff Girls game will do that to you anyway. Anything.
And if you're not out of your mind, you can play Powerpuff Girls, and then you'll be out of your mind.
Yeah, there you go. Next question from LAllen06, who, hey buddy, you're cool, but just to let you know, the publisher is wrong in this. But here's his question: what do you think Rockstar Games will give us for Guitar Hero 3? And do you think they will have?
It's gonna be violent.
I think it'll be Guitar Theft Auto. That's
steal someone's guitar.
New definition for shredding.
Yeah. Steal someone's car, play a concert, and then,
Man,
and
Hunt
then
Hero
like,
3.
Stick it up someone's opinion.
We're gonna.
Manhole.
That's your opinion.
Manhole.
For Guitar Hero 3, I think it will be more of the same, and then they'll. Al, do you think they'll put double tapping in it?
No, I don't know. I'm asleep.
Maybe. Doubt it.
Sorry, I know you're awake.
Maybe it's a double tapping opinion.
God. Yeah. The second part is, do you think they will have songs other than Guitar Hero 1 songs available on Xbox Live? Adrian, I think they will, right?
Wait, didn't we answer this question?
Yeah, I imagine that they probably would, probably because they're going to try to capitalize on Guitar Hero 2 again,
right,
at a minimum. So that, and I think that they'll, I'm just kind of crossing my fingers on this, they're just going to kind of get their shit together and realize we don't want to pay for the old shit we already paid $100 for once. So yeah, I would speculate that we will get, you know, new material, brand new material that's not on a disc anywhere else.
Right.
Okay, I just want to save face here, because I just want to say that Adrian answered this question, and it's new to him, so that's good. But I think this question was asked in another podcast.
Maybe not.
Yeah, about them releasing older songs, and we said probably not. It would be good, but no. And yeah, that was another podcast, and I'll find a podcast, and you're not going to embarrass us. We keep up on our shit. We answered your question. Don't ask it anymore.
Oh, calm down. Get your thumb out of your opinion. All right, moving on.
Oh, dear.
Jeremy notices that our digs suck. You guys are getting buried on dig. What's the deal with your listeners? I don't know.
Let's talk shit about the listeners.
Somehow we have 18 people digging us, and yet our rating is like probably down to 3 right now, or 4 or 5.
I made 5 accounts, dude, so 5 of those votes are mine.
Uh-oh.
So you brought us down to 3.
Oh. So I don't know. I mean, again, to clarify for users out there who don't know how dig works, if you just dig our podcast and don't like actually use the site regularly and dig other things that you find interesting, dig is going to think that you signed up for the sole purpose of promoting our website as like marketers and advertisers, so they will actually negate some of our digs. So any of you listeners out there who are just like, I'm going to dig the podcast every week and do nothing else, do something else. Like, dig other things. There's other stuff out there to dig. Please do it, but I think all costs...
Yeah.
Hope is lost.
Go to the Cat Humping podcast and dig
the
that.
The Cat Humping podcast.
Are you
I'm
ready
sure there's one
the,
out there.
Are you ready for the biggest cat opinions out there?
What the fuck? Moving on.
I have no idea.
Moving on. Tonic BH is feeling ripped off. Here's the question. And I actually have a news article about that on in Guy Kroll's blog again. Recently, it was announced that Shadowrun, the PC and Xbox 360 game that would finally let PC owners play against Xbox 360 owners, would come with 9 maps and sell at full retail price, which is $60 on 360 and $50 on Vista. Should games with this little content sell so much, and I believe it's a multiplayer-only game? Now, before you guys respond, I'm going to read what Shane Kim, who is an executive over at the Xbox division, had to say about the pricing. Here's what Ngai Kroll on his Newsweek blog...
Send it to Al and have him read it. He's going to sleep.
Al, would you like to read this?
Holy shit! Oh my god!
Wait. Somebody tell me if this was a negative or positive response.
It was actually me trying to say no, but my lips were closed together.
Here's a question.
Drink some coffee.
Here's a question that Ngai Kroll asked. Since Microsoft is the first-party publisher of Shadowrun, I'm sorry, I'll have to interrupt here. Anybody who has followed Microsoft's launch of the 360 should know that the first-party games published by Microsoft are supposed to sell for $50. That's the agreement, and then all the third-party games would sell for whatever price that they deemed fit. So here's a question: since Microsoft is the first-party publisher of Shadowrun, the company doesn't have to pay itself the customary console royalty on the 360 version of the game. Why, then, do Xbox 360 gamers have to pay $60 for the same game that PC gamers only have to pay $50 for? Is this the pricing strategy that consumers should expect for future 360 PC cross-platform titles from Microsoft? And bear in mind, he didn't even bring up the fact that, hey, there are only 9 maps and it's probably only multiplayer. And here is his answer. The $59.99 for the Xbox 360 and the $49.99... For Windows Vista price points are our standard pricing for each platform, which is bullshit because, as I said, first-party games are supposed to be $50. This pricing structure is not uncommon in the multiplayer-only first-person shooter genre. What? As numerous titles have seen success at this price point and gaming model. I think it's premature to speak to pricing for all future products, for all future projects, but as of now, this is our pricing structure for our marquee titles like Shadowrun. Additionally, Microsoft Game Studios has the same development costs as other developers and publishers out there. One advantage that other publishers have that we do not is that they can leverage their marketing and development costs over all platforms. While we are focused on Windows and Xbox 360 as a first-party publisher, which is basically a whole bunch of marketing spin. Let me break it down for you. They're basically saying that, and this is a point that Ethan brought up during our Guitar Hero podcast, where he's actually home, by the way. Where he was talking.
Hi guys,
about,
I'm home.
Yeah.
Are you still doing podcasts?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. That's what he texted me with. But he was basically saying that the right price is the price that people are willing to pay for it. And so what Shane Kim is saying, he's kind of echoing that point that, hey, other people have paid for this, so yeah, we're going to take advantage of and charge for it.
I disagree.
Which is from a business standpoint, it's smart for on some respects, but on the other end, it's like how much consumer goodwill are you willing to sacrifice in order to make more money? The question remains: will they make more money this way, or would they have made more money by not pissing off their fans and abiding by their agreement to stick with $50? Now, of course, we live in a capitalist society; they can do whatever the fuck they want. Mm-hmm. But the question is: will it benefit them to do this? I don't know. I don't know. And then before you answer, the second part of the spin of, oh, we have the same development costs as everybody else does, and other people who make multi-platform games can leverage, the cost of their marketing over all the platforms. That means nothing. That just means that they have to pay the royalties for the game, and he's saying that because they're going to release the game on different platforms, that they're like, hey, since we're doing marketing for this one platform, we can do marketing for everything else. They're not saving money. They're just not spending more. There's a slight difference there. You know what I'm saying? The fact that they can, leverage their marketing costs over multiple platforms makes it more expensive for Microsoft. No. That's not how it works. That's just a way of spin to... this guy's pissing me off. Anyway, your guys' thoughts? Should they charge that much for that amount of content?
Well, I just want to quote something from a very, very informative movie called Tommy Boy. There was Mr. Zelinsky, who was the... anyway, he said, I am a great salesman and the American public doesn't know any better. And that's why they'll pay, because they don't know any better. If they knew that Microsoft said, hey, we'll stick... If the greater population, sorry, knew that, you know, Microsoft said, we will stick to the $50 price. And they were like, oh, you know, and slided, then they're already awesome. Sales figures would be even more awesome. I mean, like, I don't, the American public doesn't care. They'll buy anything. If they think $60 is now the going price for any Xbox 360 game, that's what it is. Right. And me personally, I wouldn't, you know, looking at this, I wouldn't think to look for it.
I'll tell you what, just an aside, I haven't paid $60 for any single Xbox 360 game except for the collector's edition of Gears of War, which is supposed to retail for $70.
Oh, okay.
And I got it for $60, so I mean that's still like that's not paying.
No, but you're informed. Come on, I'm talking about.
No. I'm just saying that's how ridiculous I kind of think it is. But you know, again, that's the prerogative, and they're selling games, so unfortunately, that's how they're going to price it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's alive.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Al, it talks.
What are Al and Arby's thoughts?
Arby's pretty much has to agree, basically. I mean, if people are paying it, you can't really blame them. I think if they said that they would sell their games for $50, that's what they ought to do. They should stick with that. But, you know, I mean, if they're going to put it up to $60 and people are going to pay, and then maybe $65 and $70 and $75 in the future, you know, not this specific game, but, you know. Follow me on
just
this. If people
concept,
are paying it. Right. If people are paying it, I don't know why they would, you know, what would compel them to just drop the price for no reason. So
It's kind of, it's the unfortunate thing with the songs for Guitar Hero. It's just like Ethan was saying, if people are going to pay for it, that's the right price. And unfortunately, it means it's just worse for us who believe that we're informed. I believe we're informed, you know.
Right.
The other viewpoint might be that, well, you're out of touch. You know what? I don't give a shit. I'm not going to
overpay. Bullshit.
I'm not going to overpay for something. And that's why, like, all the games that I bought for the 360 are kind of older, except for Gears of War, because, like, I waited and waited for the price to drop, you know? So maybe I'm behind the curve, but hey, I'm saving money.
That's right. Yeah. No.
I don't know.
Ow.
At the same
I got it on
time,
day one. It's the reason I got my 360. I totally got fish hooked, and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah. At the same time,
I don't know
that's
what
why
that means.
He got baited.
Oh, okay.
Same day, like $500 and some shit. It was great.
Wow.
Al.
Well,
oh, God.
Honestly.
Dude, I, you know.
What? Why is it that every time when I start with the
home, only because, it means, like, I've seen crack addicts with more life. I just,
well,
you, like, get into this?
I've had a long day, okay?
No, I intended. I totally, no, I'm not negating that. I really do. How was your day, by the way?
It was
let him finish. God, you fucking opinion.
It was great, but I was anyway, yeah. So Shadowrun.
Oh,
and then microphone.
Oh dear God.
Alright, honestly, if people are gonna pay $60 for a 360 game, more power to them. I am not. Even if I had a 360, I would not. Did something happen?
Ethan is online.
Oh my God!
And so he's going to finish out the mailbag with us. But let me. Ethan has missed a lot. Okay, but Ethan is back and useless as ever. Say hello, Ethan.
Hey.
2 seconds. What have you been playing? Nothing. Okay.
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Okay. Ethan has not been introduced to Adrian yet, so Adrian, Ethan. Ethan, Adrian, there you go.
What's up, Adrian?
How's it going, dude?
My girlfriend's
sleeping. Hey, you may remember him as Xing Bao.
Yeah,
Sling Dong
Bo. Oh, man.
Sling Bong.
Sweet.
Oh, God.
Bing Bong Choro. All right,
so Al, finish your thought about the fact Sling that Shadowrun costs $60 for the Xbox 360 version that comes to Sling Bao. Oh, God.
Yeah,
Now look what you've done.
I mean, See, if it's the exact same game, and one is just for PC owners and the other is for 360 owners, and people are like, oh, well, I'll pay $60 for it, then you deserve what you get. Right up the opinion.
Right.
So,
same
you know,
thing as
you
made
your
movie.
$60 for
exactly.
Nine multiplayer-only maps. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous to me.
That is ridiculous. Right.
But
even
I mean, it's
$50.
But wait.
This
Shadow
Run, go ahead. Keep going.
The Shadowrun is not only nine maps, right? It's the original game too, right?
No, Shadowrun. They've bastardized Shadowrun into a first-person shooter that's multiplayer only with nine maps.
Oh wow! So that you're paying for nine maps
mm-hmm.
for $60?
Mm-hmm. Somebody, I believe so. That's what it looks like. I mean, somebody correct me if I'm wrong out there, because I have not been following the Shadowrun saga because I've lost interest in it, and I apologize. Usually I'm up to date on these things, but I'm not in this case. But if we're correct that it's only going to get nine maps for multiplayer, that's bullshit. Ethan, the question was, this game is coming out for Xbox 360 for $60, which is full retail price, and it's only going to have nine multiplayer maps, and that's all it's going to come with. Should they sell this game at this price point?
Knowing that, you know, they said they would never go to go above 50 for first.
Well, not only that, but also bearing in mind that, like you said before, the right price is the one that people will pay. So should they sell it for this much, and do you think people will pay?
Yes, people will pay because it's on the system that they want it on. I don't think it's... That's $60 seems a little bit odd. I'm surprised.
Well,
why isn't it 50?
Because they're trying to make money off of it. But because it's a system they're on. Now, consider this, though. Is it a game that they want to pay $60 for if that's all they're going to get out of their value?
I
maybe it's a loaded question. I'm sorry. But, I mean, I'm sure you can find a way to answer that.
Well, I mean,
you're smart.
I'm not. And
no, you're not.
I'm smart enough to know that I'm definitely not smart. And I...
Stupid.
You piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I think $50 is a fair price. Probably $40 is more like it. $60 seems a little bit too high to me. I don't know, but the prices in general are getting higher. So I don't know if they're just meeting like the norm at this point.
Right. I don't know. I feel like if someone had charged me $50 full dollars for Counter-Strike,
yeah,
I would have been upset. Not because of the fact that it came up as a free mod in the first place. But just because of the fact that you don't get you have to rely on other people to play, and it's not guaranteed that you'll get other people to play, and there are just a certain number of maps that you're getting for $50. I think the retail pack actually sold for about 20 or 30. Al, do you remember how much the Counter-Strike retail pack sold for?
Counter-Strike retail, I believe, was 20 or 30.
Okay, so yeah, I mean it's
yeah, Battlefield 2 was I think a full $50, and that was kind of a similar thing, except it came with like four maps, and then they upgraded it later. Yeah, but
for free?
I think you could download some maps for free, and then there was expansion packs that you purchased. But even the expansion packs, I think, were like 5 to 10 maps, and those were I think they were $20 or $30 a piece.
Now it was $50, you said, right?
I'm pretty sure it was a full retail game, so it was at least $50.
I think also this guy's gripe is also the fact that you can get it on PC for $50, and it's the same game.
That is gay, yeah.
Well, actually, isn't it probably going to be better being a first-person shooter? Isn't it going to be better on the PC?
It should be better on the PC, yeah. I mean,
so
yeah,
isn't it kind of an even stiffer kick in the nuts to the 360 guys? Then,
yes,
huh?
It is.
Don't mince your words.
It definitely is. But I mean, and it's going to be hard for reviewers to take a look at this objectively because, you know, price factors into a lot of it, and they could say this is a fun game, but is it $60 fun? And it's going to be hard, but I wouldn't pay for it. I don't think Microsoft should sell it at that price only because I think that the fans who are hardcore enough to care about Shadowrun in the first place, the ones who actually are informed enough about video games to possibly think that this might be a ripoff, will, you know, as a result, be like, what the fuck, dude? Why am I getting charged $60 for this? Some people, sure, they'll buy it. And then others might just be like, I'll just wait for the price drop.
Mm-hmm.
Which hopefully will happen. Anyway, any last words before I move on to Slunk's question?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Uh-oh.
Slunk's question, and Adrian, you and I are familiar with the situation. Here goes. And the subject for his question was, it wasn't from baiting. I'm sure you figured out what that means. Hey guys, I'm sure you guys know about the problem with my hands from Guitar Hero. Well, namely Austin and Adrian. I wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on this as well as the rest of the crew. Feel free to explain my situation as I'm too lazy to type. Hopefully this will get better
baiting.
And I won't have to give up my right-handed career and switch to my left. And he's not talking about baiting, but he is.
No, he is.
He made a career of it.
Yeah. Wow. So do you want to explain this predicament or should I, Adrian?
I guess I will.
My first name is Master.
There you go. Master Bates, would you like some tea? Having, go ahead.
He's having a situation where his left hand is getting stiffy. I mean, stiff. It's just stiff. His fingers won't move very much, and it's got some pain and things like that. We're wondering if it's Guitar Hero related. I think it probably is because he sold his soul to the devil in order to get the Guitar
Hero skills
that he
does.
Exactly right. And that's why his hand is starting to fall off. It's deteriorating from the inside out.
He could have sold his soul to the devil for those masturbation skills. It could have nothing to do with Guitar Hero 2. It could be a side effect.
Could be.
I'm going to paint the wall
that
today.
That might actually be worth it.
My name is Mixed
paint
Master.
Paint my wall.
My name is Mixed Master Bait.
Boo!
Come on,
oh
man.
God.
That was great.
Ethan, how was that?
Mixed Master
That was bad. That was fucking bad, Dude, and you should probably
mixed
start crying.
Bait. I'll say it until it becomes funny.
Or well, you know,
we all
guys...
die.
hey, your opinions.
Say the master joke. Everyone, we all saw it coming. Who's gonna say it? Who's gonna say the master? Oh, it was Tony.
There he goes.
Master
yep.
Babe.
So I got something to say about this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you guys hear about the baseball player who was playing Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
And
they
told him to stop playing,
and he had
because
to sit
it was fucking
games,
up his
right?
hand.
What happened?
A baseball player was playing Guitar Hero and injured his left hand, so he couldn't play in game.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah, he had to sit
out.
That's the trainer's fault.
Yeah, so they told him to stop playing Guitar Hero.
You have to be a Yankee fan to get that joke.
Trying to bat with a guitar.
Slunks, just watch how you type. Make sure you use one of those stupid-ass looking gel wrist straps. They do help.
Yeah, and get a purse while you're at it.
Get a purse and a parasol.
Yeah,
but you know, Ethan.
Learn how to take off. Learn how to take off your bra with one hand.
Ethan, correct me if I'm wrong. Your hands, if they're arcing downwards, they're fine. But if it's when they're arcing up that's when it's a problem, right?
I typically, when I'm masturbating, I use both hands.
Oh dear
and
God,
I
I'm talking about
the,
tidying
I cut the penis both like a paper towel.
See,
roll
I knew we
should
have had Ethan.
Yeah,
he was just gonna fuck things up. The opinion.
Are we really going over masturbating safety right now?
I'm talking about typing, Ethan. I don't know what you're doing right now.
Oh, typing.
He's talking about
carpal tunnel. You did say that
Vanessa
was asleep, so I'm not surprised that
he's
you're doing
fooling
what
himself. Two about. Hands. What is he kidding?
One on his neck, one in his ankle.
One hand holding the instruction book, the other one up his ass.
Up his opinion.
His opinion.
You know what? If that's where I find it, then that's where I grab it.
God. That's right.
Oh, damn.
Because you're not a
that
quitter.
So
and I like that about you.
That's right. I don't quit.
Oh, God.
Wait, are we talking about guitar or typing? I really
typing.
Am confused.
We're talking about penis.
Oh. Typing.
In your opinion.
Shut up. Go back to sleep. Typing.
What was the question
about was low.
It?
Like, carpal tunnel is induced when you're typing with your wrists curving up, right? If they're curving down, that's actually the appropriate position, right?
Mm-hmm. Carpal tunnel is induced by repetitive motion. It doesn't matter what position your wrist is.
Doesn't matter what position. I see. So anything.
Yeah, you generally want the wrist pads that go in front of the keyboards are good because a lot of people...
Well, what about Guitar Hero?
Let him finish.
A lot of people put their wrists on hard surfaces and then it cuts off the blood flow because that's where your blood's going.
Ouchie.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we were taught
but
just
and then
don't
what about
let your
guitar
wrist
playing?
Touch anything.
Don't let your wrist touch anything.
Yeah, ever.
The wrist bone's connected to the ball bone. The ball.
What about me? I don't have any ball bones.
Says you.
Ain't talking about me.
No, like when you're
what about
don't
playing
let
guitar?
Your wrist touch anything.
What about
same
it?
Same thing, repetitive motion.
Like, is that hand position? Something. I mean, I know you said repetitive motion, so I'm assuming that it sounds like anything that you do, like playing an instrument, will induce it, or will it not induce it if you're careful about it in some position your hand in some way.
You can get, I guess, carpal tunnel if you play like the same scale over and over and over again for hours and hours and hours and hours.
I see what you mean. Okay.
Now the keyboard stuff is your hands are literally in this same position for 8 hours a day, and you get you can get an injury that way. With guitar, I think you're like You're moving around, you play for a half hour, you stop, you know, smoke weed, you fuck a girl, you do other stuff, and then you come back to it.
We're talking about guitar, right? Move it around for half an hour, stop what? Hmm, go,
no,
what?
I was talking about typing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, we're talking about playing guitar.
We are so confused. It's all Slunks' fault for putting baiting right there. In
it's
the
all topic. Ethan's fault for joining.
Yeah.
I know. Sorry, guys. I'm going to go.
I blame Slunks.
Can you
explain?
Love you, Slunks. Before we move on to our last question, which I have no idea what the answer is,
right.
What happened?
What do you mean? Oh.
A fire?
Yeah. There was a fire under the street. And I was lucky enough to, you know, because I'm like the degenerate. I don't go in on time any day. Well, ever. So everybody was already at work, and they all met up at Starbucks, and I stayed home. But then there was some server stuff that Saint was doing, and I was checking on the VPN and doing some stuff, getting it back over, because there were brownouts, because there was a transformer that was on fire. So, yeah, there was a brown out to the all the servers went down. But and then I had to do school shit, because I had to reschedule that, so
right.
It was kind of a long day.
Last question.
But, sorry.
Last question from Evil Tab, who was my nemesis for a short while in the Guitar Hero tournament. Mountain Thunder or Mountain Maze? Choose wisely. Your life depends on it. You guys take this. I have no idea.
Oh, Mountain Thunder.
Definitely.
Right?
Mazes suck. They piss you right off. You got to think. You get confused.
That's right.
Thunder all the way.
Mountain Thunder is the cousin of Mountain Dew, and I love him. Oh, God, that sucked.
Wow.
Yeah, that did.
Sorry, God. God, you know, don't
get
on.
Back in the game, for Christ's sake.
Get back in here on time, for Christ's sake.
I left the game ever since you came on.
Ooh. Oh, snap, son. What you going to do?
Wow.
Damn it,
I'm going to cry.
Ow, wake up. Save me.
I've been up.
He's been up, son.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Mountain Thunder or Mountain Maze?
Ever since I had to find this damn AC for laptop, it's over.
Oh. It's over. It's over. All right, I have no idea of the answer, so if anybody else
here,
has
wait,
answers.
Here you go. There's the answer.
What the fuck is Mountain Thunder?
I'm hesitant.
I'm clicking it, you guys. Hold on.
To go to this link.
What the
hell? I'm going in right now.
We are looking up MountainThunder.com.
It's fucking coffee. What the fuck? Anyway, whack. Get off of this.
Wait. Find Mountain Maze. Right. What the fuck?
This chick needs steroids or cocaine or something.
Oh, wait.
She looks
I think
really
they
depressed.
Might be talking about...
Oh, dear. Oh, shit. Al, you loaded...
It's
Damn,
over.
Not Al. Austin, you
what?
Loaded a page. You know what's happening.
Oh, thunder your fucking opinion hole. What?
He's fine.
I'm fine, bitch.
I think the... Are these rides at...
Thunder hole.
Disneyland?
I don't know, but I'm...
No, that's rolling... Thunder at
no there's
thunder.
No there's
Magic
there's
Mountain and Magic
there's,
Mountain and Rolling
guys
Thunder
suck.
No it's Thunder Mountain you morons
Thunder Mountain
it's Mountain Thunder
and then there's Space
I
Mountain
said it. It's Rolling Thunder and Magic Mountain
what the
no Magic Mountain I think is a park
okay.
Huh,
it's
how
a
about
park.
You know what then we need I choose Thunder Maze
yeah
really.
Mountain
it's Mountain, God, it's over.
I choose Thunder, Thunder.
We're done, okay?
I'm
We're
mountain,
done.
Mountain.
What'd you say, Adrian?
How about I make
mountain,
Thunder
mountain.
In your maze?
Mountain, Mountain?
No.
Mountain.
Take my Mountain Thunder and put it in your Mountain Maze.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, he's awake.
Hey, did you guys hear about the duck thing? The duck vaginas?
What?
No.
Dude,
I think that's a different podcast. It's
no,
over
no,
there.
No. This is sweet. Duck vaginas are literally in spiral shapes in the opposite way of the spiral dicks on male ducks to like prevent them from getting ripped. I kid you not.
Okay, you know what? We're at 2 hours right now, so shut up. We're done.
All right. I'm
trying
thought
to it has something to do with duck hunt. Like, if you shot them, you would see their vaginas.
I got some housekeeping to do, duck fuckers, so hold
your
on.
First time might be your last time.
This is coming from experience.
Hey, it's a spiral. It's a corkscrew, dude.
I am not dickless.
What do you need to
I'm
know?
I'm a duck.
Come spin. What? What'd you say? You're
ducks.
A duck. All right. We're going to wrap this up. There's some housekeeping to do.
You said wrap it up, and we're talking about spiral dicks. That's
nice.
Funny to me.
Wrap that shit up. All right, it's time to do housekeeping. Got some podcasts to plug, but first, don't forget to write us reviews on iTunes. There are only three there, you bunch of loser fucks. The three reviews. Where are the reviews? Have you been? You know, if you cuss us out on iTunes, they're gonna remove your review. So don't cuss us out. Tell us that we suck, so we can send some duck vaginas to your house. Go to iTunes, search for Trash.
To help you not get raped.
Go to iTunes.
Why'd you say duck vaginas?
Virtual rape.
Search for trygames.net and iTunes and write us a review.
Wait,
subscribe
to help your duck not get virtually raped.
To help your duck not get virtually raped.
Oh, did you guys already talk about
that? We sure did.
Yes. That was the first thing we talked about.
Because you're a fucking loser and you're useless. Anyways, moving on. Remember,
you sound like Ken Kniff.
Ken Kniff. Remember that we have a Pirates versus Ninjas contest going on. It's right on the front page. Go to www.trygames.net. And
damn it. We want to give away $50.
You'll see a link on the front page that says win $50 and a t-shirt.
It could be you.
It could be you, $50 and a t-shirt. And then
right.
Don't forget to listen to our friend's podcast. The first one is G.S. Riven, R-Y-V-V-N. You can find his podcast on the iTunes Music Store as well. You just search for...
All right, you know what? Good job with the voice, but it's... All right, you've overdone it now.
Shut up. For Game Slaves Radio, the iTunes Music Store for Riven's podcast. And then you can search for The Gamers Lounge podcast. They just had their debut episode today, run by this dude named Neo Jedi on GameSpot. If you're not on GameSpot, don't worry about it. Just go look for them on iTunes.
What if we throw in Jedi into the Pirate Ninja competition?
Dude.
Jedi's a ninja.
Jedi wins?
What?
Huh?
I don't know. I don't give a shit.
It was deep, though.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Maybe that'll be the next contest.
Get off the air.
All right, I think that about does it. For a special guest, Adrian Shen Longbow, Shling Dong Ding Dong, Chada Chada Ping Pong.
Yay!
For Alfred, for Tony.
Oh.
I have been your host. Ethan doesn't get a mention because he's late and has a badass nose, and he looks like fucking Dr. Evil.
I tell you what, next time there's a fire, I'll just let it burn, and I'll go on podcast.
Let the fire burn, get on the podcast. Who gives a shit about the rats in the basement? I've been your host. Guy.
I jump and I punch.
I jump and I punch.
You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some makeup on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it.
Hey, did you guys hear about the duck vaginas? 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 Duck vaginas?